of great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, Pasta, and More, made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy Mambo Pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous Sundial Steak Salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I call an 888 money pit.
The Money Pit is presented by the Angie app and LL Flooring's Profiles podcast. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Welcome to episode 2282. We are here to help you take on the projects that you want to get done around your house, whether it's inside or out, upside or down. Maybe you feel like your project is upside down. If that's the case, we can help. Give us a call right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT with your home improvement question, or go to our website, and this clearly is the best way to get in touch with us. Click on the microphone button. You can record your question right there, and we will answer it in an upcoming episode. Coming up today, are you guys thinking about making an improvement to your outdoor spaces but wondering if the popularity ended with the pandemic of fixing those spaces up? Well, we've got some new data on what spaces buyers are going to be looking for this year, and we'll talk about whether outdoor spaces made the cut.
Oh, I can't wait. I mean, I can't imagine why they wouldn't. Everybody loves an outdoor space. Also ahead, paint is cheap and it totally transforms whatever you apply it to. But what if you can't get that darn paint to stick? We're going to share some tricks on how you can get paint to stick to surfaces like vinyl siding or ceramic tile, even plastic furniture. You know, all of those things you wish you could change the color of but just can't figure out how to do it.
And if you guys have a plumbing emergency, you might need to hire a plumber. But there are actually five very common plumbing projects that you could definitely tackle yourself. We'll share those just ahead.
But first, we want to help you create your best home ever. From bathrooms to basements and demolition to decor, we're your coach, your counselor, your cheerleader for whatever kind of project. If it's big, if it's small, if it's a huge renovation, or maybe just a slight redecoration. Whatever it is, we are standing by.
So give us a call right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or better yet, go to moneypit.com, click on the microphone button, and record your question right there. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Heading up north to New Hampshire, where we've got Catherine on the line, who's got a roofing question. I mean, it's a roof of a barn, but roof nonetheless. So what's going on?
I have an 1890s barn, 30 by 40, that needs a new roof. It has about 1-inch thick barn board going across the rafters, and I'm wondering if I can put either shingles or a standing seam metal roof right on top of the barn board, or if I need to put plywood or some other type of sheathing on top of that barn board before I apply the shingles.
Well, that sounds like a really beautiful building, and I'll tell you, as long as that sheathing is solid sheathing and not spaced sheathing. So in an old building like that, sometimes you have sheathing that's spaced upon which you would nail like a cedar shingle roof. If that's the case, you need to plywood that roof, so you have solid sheathing. But if that barn board is continuous, solid, thick, 1-inch thick wood, and if there's no major damage in it, there's no rot or big warped sections or anything like that, there's absolutely no reason that you cannot go right on top of that. Of course, you're going to use an appropriate underlayment, like a heavy tar paper or something of that nature, but you could shingle right over that without having to add plywood sheathing. Plywood's not going to add anything to that but weight, so I think you're good to go.
David in Massachusetts has a question about mold. Tell us what you're seeing.
I have a problem. I have a driveway, which is about 6 years old. And in the summer, we get mold up on the shady area. Not too much, but enough. It covers about maybe 2 feet by 3 feet wide. Okay? I use bleach on it, try to kill the mold. But within a month, it's back again. I scrub it with soap and water, different type of detergent, and it still come back. I think it loved the water.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Well, listen, there's a very simple solution. There's a product called Spray and Forget. And when you apply Spray and Forget, it basically is a mildicide, and it will kill the mold, the mildew, the algae, the moss that's there, and even the lichen, if that's what's causing it. And it has sort of a residual effect to it, so it sticks around for a couple of months. And then you reapply it. So it's really easy to do. And as long as you keep that, keep doing that, you're never going to have a problem with that building up again. Problem with bleach is you're basically just taking it off one time, and then it starts from that moment forward, it starts to regrow. But if you use Spray and Forget, it'll have some mildicide that will stay back and stop it from reforming.
Now, can I purchase this Spray and Forget at, like, Home Depot or Lowe's or what?
You can find it. Yeah, you can find it at home centers. Go to sprayandforget.com. There's a store locator there, I believe, and you can find out where it's sold right near you.
Okay, thank you very much.
Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
This is the Money Pit coming to you from the Angie Studios. Tackling home projects has never been easier. Just tell Angie what you need and they can handle the rest start to finish. Download the Angie app today.
And just ahead, are you thinking about selling your home this spring? We've got the top five trends home buyers are looking for next. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. They make tackling your project as simple as possible from start to finish. So start crossing things off your to-do list, from major renovations and home repair to help with a move, installation, or even cleaning. Angie doesn't just get your home projects done, they get them done well. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. A-N-G-I.com. Hey, guys, we're excited to announce that Season 2 of the Profiles Podcast is now available wherever you get your podcasts. If you're a pro contractor, a remodeler, or a custom builder, this six-episode series is designed to help you improve your business success. Because on the Profiles Podcast, the focus is on pros teaching pros, sharing strategies and solutions to save time, increase profit, and improve customer satisfaction. The podcast features in-depth interviews with successful pros from across the nation who spent years building great companies. They offer specific and actionable tips, ideas, and insights that you can use to boost your business and grow your bottom line. The Profiles Podcast is presented by LL Flooring, and both Season 2 and Season 1 are available on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Learn more at llflooring.com/pro, where you'll also find detailed show notes and complete transcripts of each interview. That's llflooring.com/pro. So join us on the Profiles Podcast to listen, learn, and grow your business. Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50. Harsh winter weather can really wear on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and they're making it easier than ever to care for your home. Visit Angie.com to connect with top home service pros and instantly book what you need done. Get started at Angie.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, you guys, you got some home improvement questions, but maybe you don't know where to turn for answers? Well, you turn to us. We can help you save money, save time, and avoid those home improvement hassles that can slow you down on the road to your dream house.
You can follow the Money Pit podcast for free at moneypit.com/podcast, moneypit.com/podcast.
Wendy in Florida is on the line with a question about the structure of her home. How can we help you?
Yes, I'm restoring an old house. It's about 100 years old, and we've had to take up the kitchen floor, and we've taken, there's layers of plywood and whatnot, and in order to get through it and get the rot out and whatever, we've gone down to the beams underneath the floor. Now, the beams are 4x4, and they're on 28 inches on center. And so I'm wondering, this needs more support, and I'm wondering, can we put, instead of putting beams down in between the two so that parallel, can we put perpendicular ties across from those two and create boxes to support the floor?
Can you get underneath the existing floor, Joyce?
Well, it's called on above grade, and so there's not that much space. You can get under there. It's about to my thigh, to the ground.
Yeah, so here's the thing. You can't change the direction of the beams because they usually go front to back for a reason. Typically, there's a girder in the middle of the structure, the middle of the building somewhere. But if you want to support those beams because they're sagging a bit, what you could do is you could put beams perpendicular to those underneath them. But those of course, would have to be supported as well. So I think your options are to put additional beams in between this big, wide 28-inch gap, or to put beams perpendicular underneath. But if you put them underneath and you still have this wide gap, the other problem you're going to have is supporting the plywood. Now, or whatever you're going to need for that. So in that case, you would have to put some perpendicular spacers in between the beams, but those are not, they don't have any structural value. All that's going to do is give you some additional surface to support whatever kind of floor you put on top of it. Does that make sense?
Okay, that answers my question.
All right, Wendy, good luck with that project.
Well, the home experts over at Zillow recently unveiled their predictions for the top 5 home trends that we can look forward to this spring season. Now, the predictions were based on data collected from both buyer and seller activity, as well as searches on the site.
So, not surprisingly, the top home trend for 23 is backyards.
Woohoo!
Outdoor space has always been a nice feature to have, but the pandemic dramatically increased demands for access to fresh air. Now, according to Zillow, backyards are mentioned 22% more often in for sale listings as compared to last year, with patios mentioned 13% more and pools seeking an uptick of 11%. Zillow also found that backyards are now highlighted in 1 out of every 5 Zillow listing descriptions.
Yeah, and you know what? This really is not a passing fad. Zillow reports that the rising popularity of outdoor features suggests that the pandemic has changed the way we want to live for good. I mean, it definitely changed everybody. And homeowners are now even rethinking how that space could serve as an extension of their home in new creative ways, like maybe an exterior home gym or natural pools or veggie gardens or another kind of an outdoor space.
And all this means that now is a really good time to continue investing in outdoor spaces because the popularity with home buyers seems to be here to stay. So if you've got a patio, you got a porch, you got a deck, you got an outdoor gym, maybe even a jungle gym for your kids that you want to put together in that beautiful backyard, and you need some help, reach out to us with those questions at 888-MONEYPIT or post them at moneypit.com.
We've got Rick from Illinois calling in to Team Money Pit. What can we help you with?
Well, we had the house built 22 years ago, and over time, the front door's taken his bumps and bruises. Two teenage boys at the time, throwing balls, things like that, dented.
I hear you.
Yeah, so my wife decides she wants a new front door. So we went to the big box store and asked about a new door. He says, well, you got to replace the whole door, the transit, everything. That whole, you got to basically rip off like a third of the front of my house to replace this assembly. So
yeah,
the guy comes out to measure. I says, perfect world, I just want a door. He says, oh, no problem. I can just measure for the hinges. We'll get you a new door. Well, we get a call from the big box store. He says, you can't do that. We got to replace the whole thing. What do you think? You tell me.
So, first of all, you certainly can replace just the door. Now, I will say, though, that that is a much more complicated project from a carpentry perspective because you're never going to find a new door that fits. It's not like replacing a part on the car, right? You get a dent in your door, you get a new door panel, you put it on, it fits perfectly. It's not like that. You're going to find that the door is not going to fit exactly, so it has to be made to fit. You're going to basically buying what's called a slab. We call those times doors as a slab. You're going to have to put the hinges on, you're going to have to put the deadbolt in, you're going to have to put the latch in, and then you're going to have to make sure that it swings and closes properly and it doesn't bind and that it's, you know, properly sealed all the way around. So I'm not saying you can't do it, but just understand that it's a lot more complicated than just tearing it out and putting in a manufactured unit, because in that case, everything's designed to work together. The air seals are better. The insulation is better and so on and so forth. Is this a wood door that you're replacing?
It's an insulated metal door.
Okay. Well, you know what? I mean, I would do a little investigation on your own, Rick. I would look for those metal door slabs, and I would measure exactly your old door and see how close you can get to the same size door. The big box stores, you know, they have their systems, and certainly they're not in the business of, you know, sending out expert carpenters to do that kind of fine work. They're more in the rip out and replace business.
Yeah.
But it's entirely possible if you find a door that is very similar, if not identical, to what you have, that you may be able to minimize the carpentry work. Do you consider yourself pretty handy when it comes to carpentry? Could you do that sort of work yourself?
I'm legally blind, so it's kind of limited.
Oh,
limited what I can do.
Yeah.
Low vision, not completely blind, low vision, so it's very limited.
Well, I mean, you can hire a carpenter just to do that install, but separate from a big box store.
Yeah, I know a few guys that might. Yeah, boy, I'm going off into the weeds here. I apologize, but I've had some experiences with contractors in the past, and I'm very leery. So.
Yeah, well, I mean, you don't want a general contractor here. You just want a carpenter. You just want somebody who's a carpenter. You know, why don't you look at a site like Angie, the Angie website, Angie.com. They have reviews there on folks for all sorts of different trades. The only thing I would caution you on is that sometimes I find that you'll see, like, general contractors pop up in a search for a carpenter. But there'd be plenty of, you know, small construction company carpenter kind of guys on there, and you can find somebody that way that could just do the installation. But I wouldn't rely on them to find the door. I'd do that work on your own. It's probably going to be a lot easier and less expensive. This way you're just paying for the labor to replace it.
Yeah, I think you've convinced me to just do the whole thing when you laid it out like you did. Just replace the side lights, everything. So.
All right, well, good luck with that project. Take a look at the fiberglass doors that are out now, too. That's another advantage of the fact that you're doing this from scratch now. They're very insulated, and they don't dent like the metal ones do.
That's what the big box store is kind of pushing, too. So I'm heading in that direction. So, okay.
Well, good luck with that project, Rick.
Thanks a lot.
Laura in Connecticut's on the line with a question about flooring. What can we do for you today?
Putting down a laminate flooring in my kitchen that houses a wash and dryer. The wash and dryer, they shimmy a bit.
You mean they shimmy as in they're moving across the floor, or they just shake a lot?
They shake a lot. I mean, they shimmy to the point of if I have my coffee pot on the stove, the water will shimmy a little bit in the pot.
Seriously. Now, I mean, that could be a balancing thing. It could be, quite frankly, that your washing machine itself isn't perfectly leveled. That could be a matter of adjusting the legs or something's up with the flooring underneath it. But, you know, that could be one thing. Or if it's not happening with every single load, it could be, you know, how you're loading the washing machine. You could have too much stuff in it. But I would start really by making sure that the washing machine is perfectly leveled and perfectly balanced. And then there are actually pads that you can get at the home centers, even like a Bed Bath & Beyond type place. It's like an anti-vibration pad that goes underneath. Some of them are large enough to fit underneath the entire washing machine, and some of them are more for like the corners under the legs. But they're meant almost like shock absorbers from the machine to the floor. So definitely start with making sure it's fully balanced and level.
And I can put these machines directly on my laminate flooring?
Yeah, you can. I mean, look, if they're going to shake a lot, you're going to get some abrasion, especially if you get dirt under the leg, that could wear through the laminate surface. But I think Leslie's spot on. Get it leveled, and then get the anti-vibration pads or blocks. You can Google this. You know, you'll find them. I've got four of them. One under each leg of my washing machine, and I had it in there from when it was brand new, and it didn't really shake at all, but it was on the second floor, so I wanted to make sure it was as quiet as possible, and they work fantastic. They're just like rubber spacers that go under the leg of each of the four legs of the washer, and they sit on the floor. And because they're rubber, also they will protect the laminate floor from any scratching.
Okay, thanks for your help.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
All right, we've got Ken from Pennsylvania on the line who needs to talk about water heating. What's going on?
Space in our house is at a premium. We got that big old water heater in there, and I wanted to find out what are the benefits or the cost problems with getting a tankless water heater, because we don't. It's just my wife and I. We don't use both bathrooms. We don't use all the things at the same time. We just feel like we're heating all this water, keeping all the water hot all the time.
Right. And so is this a gas water heater?
No, it's electric.
Ah, okay. All right, so that changes the answer, and here's why. If you were asking me about gas-fired tankless water heaters, I would tell you this is absolutely a no-brainer. You definitely should do that because they're incredibly efficient, and while they're a little more expensive up front, they last a lot longer too. But you can't get that efficiency out of an electric tankless water heater. They exist, but they're not efficient. The only kind of electric water heater that gives you efficiency is a heat pump water heater that uses heat pump technology the same way heat pumps will cool and heat homes. It uses that kind of technology. But again, they're very expensive. A very simple and inexpensive way to sort of manage the cost of running that electric water heater is to install a 240-volt timer on it. So think of the same kind of timer that you'd use for a light, except much bigger. And essentially the way it works is you would set this on to come on, say, a couple of hours, or maybe just an hour before you wake up in the morning so you have plenty of hot water in the morning, and then you would go off. The tank's going to still stay pretty warm throughout most of the day. Then you have it come on again, you know, around the late afternoon, sort of dinner into the bathing that you might do before going to bed hours. So let's say you have it on. Let's say you get up at 8 in the morning. So I turn it on at 7. I might turn it off at 9. And or 10. And then I'd leave it off all day long and might bring it back on at, like, say, 5 o'clock and then maybe turn it off again at 10 o'clock. So by the time I'm done, I'm really only heating that water maybe 8 or 10 hours a day instead of 24 hours a day, and that's going to make a big difference in the cost to run that water heater.
I see. All right. Well, good. That's the kind of information I need. I appreciate your help. Thank you.
All right. Well, good luck, Ken. Have a great day.
This is the Money Pit, broadcasting to you from the Angie Studios. Get your home projects well done with Angie. Download the app today. Coming up, we're going to help you transform anything you've kind of been thinking about changing the color of, but could never really figure out how to get the paint to stick. So stick around and we'll get you sticking to those surfaces next. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QUIKRETE.com.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
The city of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you tackle the projects you want to get done around your house. Reach out to us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post them at MoneyPit.com.
Gail in Ontario is on the line. How can we help you today?
We just had a high-efficiency energy furnace and central air installed in our house, and I have a ranch-style house, crawl space. It's all insulated. And they installed the furnace in the laundry room, and they've got the condensate pipes from the furnace and the central air dripping into a bucket into the ground of the crawl space, and there is limestone in the bucket. And we're at odds whether this is a good thing or not.
So you say it's dripping into a bucket. Is this a sump pump, like a sump pit, or is this just like a bucket on the ground in the crawl space? I mean, kind of describe it for me.
Yeah, it's just a bucket with limestone in it. They cut a hole in my plastic that's running along the bottom of the crawl space, and they've got the bucket over the where they cut it. And, yeah, the pipe is just dripping into the bucket, going through the limestone and in the ground.
They're basically just dumping the water underneath the vapor barrier. No, I don't think that's a very good idea at all. It's really sloppy. What you should be doing in this case is they should, more accurately, have installed a condensate pump. Now, a condensate pump's a small pump, and it's just near the furnace and near the air handler, and then the moisture goes into that pump, and once it fills up, a float starts the pump up and then pumps that condensate up through usually a clear plastic tube or a small pipe and then outside. So you basically run it outside your house the same way you might discharge your gutter. Like, for example, in my house, I have a condensate pump that discharges into the same splash block as my gutter downspout and takes that water outside. I don't like the idea at all of just dumping it into the crawl space soil, which is essentially what they're doing here.
Yeah, I'll tell them that. Yeah, like it was really bothering us because we didn't think it was a good thing because I'm thinking all that water going under there, it's defeating the purpose of insulating the crawl space.
Yeah, no, your intuition is spot on, okay? So you call that Ontario, Canada contractor back and get him to fix that, okay?
And thank you so much for calling me.
You're very welcome. Good luck with that project.
Well, you know, paint is inexpensive. Anybody can use it, and it completely transforms whatever you apply it to. But what if you can't get that darn stuff to stick? There are definitely some notoriously difficult surfaces to paint, but it can be done with the right approach.
Yes, so let's start by talking about one material that people probably are wondering about, vinyl siding. We get questions on this all the time. You know, vinyl siding is widely used. People love it because of its low maintenance needs, but it is prone to fading. Now, paint is the definite solution to bring it back to life if you can get it to stick, and that is possible. Here's what you need to know. First, you got to use latex paint, not any kind of solvent-based paint, because it won't flex. It's got to flex with the vinyl's movement. You want to choose a color that is the same or lighter than the current color, because if you go with a darker color, it's going to retain more heat, and that's going to make the siding more prone to premature warping, and that makes it hard for the paint to stick. And as with any painting project, prep is the key. So first, you get the siding thoroughly clean, you wash it with a brush, you use a vinegar water mixture, and when it's completely dry, you apply an adhesive primer. Not just a regular primer, but an adhesive primer. It has more stick to it, and then on top of that, you can use a spray gun to apply a couple of coats of latex paint, making sure to let it dry thoroughly between coats.
All right, now here's another one that's hard to paint. Plastic yard furniture. It gets dirty, it gets dingy with age, but a new coat of paint really is an easy project if you choose the right paint. Now, spray paint technology has really come a long way, and the latest formulas have very strong adhesive qualities, and they're made specifically to bond to plastic. Again, you've got to thoroughly clean and let dry. That's the best place to start. Then you follow with the adhesive primer, and then always, this is like a spray painting rule. You want to apply light coats multiple times, and you've got to wait 30 to 60 minutes between each. And this way, you know, you're not going to get the runny spots, you're not going to get that weird kind of dimpling from spraying too close or too much. So it's kind of a technique that you need to master, because less is more when it comes to spray paint. I guess less, more times is what you really want to do.
Absolutely. Well, there's nothing worse than thinking you did a good job only to spot a run where the paint like dripped down one side, you know, after you're all done because the light's different and now you see it or whatever. But yeah, overlapping those coats, really critical. So lastly, let's talk about refinishing or repainting cast iron tubs. Now, tubs last forever, but they're finished, not so much. But what do you do if your cast iron tub is functional but just needs a new finish? This is one project I will admit that for years I encouraged you not, absolutely not, to do yourself. And the reason was because the process that was typically done required some pretty dangerous materials like acids and other caustic chemicals. But my advice and my thinking on this has shifted a lot lately because I found a two-part epoxy product that worked incredibly well. It's called EcoPel, and I used it to recast a 1906 tub in a house that we recently purchased. That was a real disaster. I mean, it was painted previously, so the paint was chipping and cracking. It was stained, had rust stains. It was just a real mess. So EcoPel was, I found it online. I started seeing how many reviews it had. Then I started watching the installation videos. And I tell you, I was so impressed. The way it works is you thoroughly prep and clean the tub, and they tell you how to etch it. Instead of using caustic chemicals, you use Lysol toilet bowl cleaner because it has an acid in it, and it's all the etch that you need to do. So it wasn't terrible to do that. And then you mix up the two parts of the epoxy, and you have to follow the instructions to the letter. It'll tell you, stir for this many minutes, let it sit for this many minutes, stir again for this many minutes, because it has to bake sort of for the chemical equation to sort of start to flush itself out and solidify into epoxy. Now, once you do that, the way you apply it is interesting. Of course, you mask everything off. There's instructions for that. But you don't start from the bottom on up. You pour it over the lip of the tub all the way around, and it flows down and sort of joins together. And I'll tell you, Leslie, when I was done, this thing looked like a brand new tub. It was super white, it was beautiful, and it was rock solid. I had to put a heater in the room because they wanted it to be 74 degrees, I think it was. So I just left the space heater in overnight, and the next morning it was totally good to go. So really impressed with that product. So look, folks, there are ways that you can paint these very slippery surfaces if you're using the right products. It really comes down to prep and product. Make the right selections, and you can paint pretty much anything in your house.
This is the Money Pit, broadcasting to you from the Angie Studios. Caring for your home is easier than ever with Angie. Download the app today. Coming up, do you really need to hire a plumber? We're going to tell you about five DIY plumbing projects that every homeowner can take care of on their own. So stick around. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. They make tackling your projects as simple as possible from start to finish. So start crossing things off your to-do list, from major renovations and home repairs to help with a move, installation, or even cleaning. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. A-N-G-I.com.
Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50. Harsh winter weather can really wear on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to roofmax.com.
That's roofmaxmaxx.com. Hey guys, we're excited to announce that season 2 of the Profiles podcast is now available wherever you get your podcasts. If you're a pro contractor, a remodeler, or a custom builder, this 6-episode series is designed to help you improve your business success. Because on the Profiles podcast, the focus is on pros teaching pros, sharing strategies and solutions to save time, increase profit, and improve customer satisfaction. The podcast features in-depth interviews with successful pros from across the nation who spent years building great companies. They offer specific and actionable tips, ideas, and insights that you can use to boost your business and grow your bottom line. The Profiles podcast is presented by LL Flooring, and both Season 2 and Season 1 are available on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Learn more at llflooring.com/pro, where you'll also find detailed show notes and complete transcripts of each interview. That's llflooring.com/pro. So join us on the Profiles podcast to listen, learn, and grow your business.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of The Money Pit, makers of LuxRock solid surface granite countertop kits. Transform your existing surface with real stone. Get $50 off right now at DeichCoatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, are you looking to get some help with your home projects? Then follow along with the Money Pit podcast. You know, whether you're doing or dreaming, we can help you make your home everything that you want it to be.
Follow us at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, if you've got a plumbing emergency and need it fixed fast, you probably want to hire a plumber. But there are plenty of simple plumbing repairs that you can do yourself. We've got tips on how to tackle the 5 most common DIY plumbing projects.
Now, the first one is this, replacing a toilet. The hardest part is actually moving the toilet itself because it's heavy. But once you remove the old toilet, you just need to clean up the closet flange and add a new wax ring and set that new toilet in place. Then tighten the bolts to the base and hook up the water supply, and you're really ready to go, literally.
All right, that's great. Next, replacing a shower head. I mean, this one doesn't even require a tool. First of all, you just turn the old shower head counterclockwise by hand to sort of unscrew it from the pipe and remove it. Then you're going to wrap some new Teflon tape to the shower discharge pipe around the threading, wrapping it clockwise, and then mount the new shower head, turning it clockwise to tighten it. And then you're all done and ready to jump in that new shower.
Now, if you've got low water pressure in the shower, that might be a different showerhead solution. The existing showerhead might be clogged with sediment, typically mineral salt deposits. To get rid of it, just soak it in a vinegar water solution to clean off all that gunk. And an easy way to do that is to take a plastic bag, like a clear bag, like a sandwich bag or maybe a gallon bag, fill that up with white vinegar, and then immerse the showerhead into it and secure it to the pipe above the showerhead, maybe with a couple of rubber bands or with a zip tie, and just let that shower head sort of bathe in that vinegar for a while. That will loosen up all the mineral salts, and the next time you turn it on, they'll be gone.
All right, now here's another one. If you've got problems with the stream of water coming from a kitchen or bathroom faucet, in that case, you should take a look at the faucet aerator. Now, this is a small device with a screen. It adds air into the water as it streams from the faucet and kind of controls the flow. So you just want to unscrew the old aerator counterclockwise. It's at the end of the faucet. And if that screen is clogged with sediment, just tap it out upside down until it's clean and put it back. And faucet aerators are pretty cheap, so you can also purchase a new one and just replace the one you got.
And if you need to install or replace your garbage disposer, just like a toilet, the toughest part is lifting it, since it can weigh like 10 to 20 pounds. So get a little help with the disposer while you secure it to the bottom of the sink, and the rest will be very easy. And here's a little tip I will pass on because I made this mistake once myself. Even though I know better, I replaced a disposer for Mom, and I took the old one out and put the new one back in. Same exact model, hooked up the drain, hooked up the dishwasher discharge, and forgot that when you do that in the disposer, the dishwasher line, it has a little plastic plug because not everybody has dishwashers. So on the disposer, you have to break out the little plastic plug. Otherwise, the sink cabinet floods and your mom gets really mad.
All right, we've got Brad on the line. Brad, what can we do with you today at the Money Pit?
I have a knee wall in our bedroom upstairs. I'm planning to box out the eaves. Now, the knee wall is currently insulated And I was wondering, if I box out the eaves, do I need to remove the insulation from that wall? Because obviously I'm going to insulate above the box and the back of the box, but do I need to remove the insulation from the wall?
So this is the knee wall in the attic between the floor and the exterior?
Yes. And the knee wall, it splits the eaves from the bedroom.
Right. So the back of that wall is technically an exterior wall. So, yes, that should be insulated.
If I box it out with sheetrock and insulate on the outside of that sheetrock area, should I remove the insulation from the wall? Because that wall is no longer now an exterior wall, or is it still an exterior wall?
So when you say so you remove it from the wall. So this short wall is on the other side of that, you would basically be an unfinished attic space, correct?
Yes, and if I finish it, yeah.
Right. You can't go wrong having insulation in that wall, because basically once you get to the other side of that, you'd have the rafter bays, right, the roof rafters. And so the roof rafters don't have insulation in them, but then you have the ceiling joists below that, and they would have insulation in them. So that adds to the exterior skin of the home. So, yes, you do need to insulate the back of that.
Great. Okay, that's all I need to know.
All right. Well, good luck with that project.
This is the Money Pit coming to you from the Angie Studios. When it comes to home projects, you want to nail it every time. Angie does the heavy lifting for you with pros who know how to deliver a job well done. Download the Angie app today. Coming up, Joe needs a solution for a drafty skylight. We've got one, and we're going to share it next.
You live in a money pit.
Hi, this is Brent Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit ReadingCivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco M. Brew.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens. Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke, and we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest, Sundays, here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
And so that, I think, is what Joe is experiencing, Leslie, as the draft. It's basically the warmed air just hitting the skylight, turning around, and coming back down. We also see that on windows, right, where you have warm air that strikes windows, and if you have a chair nearby, that cold air will sort of whiff across you and make you feel a bit chilly. So what I would suggest for this particular problem, Joe, is a really simple solution. It may not completely solve it, but it will definitely help, and that is to add a cellular blind to the underside of that skylight. Now, you may have to find, you know, one that can be positioned in that particular space because it's going to be on an angle, so you got gravity to deal with. But a cellular blind is basically kind of like a honeycomb design, and it actually adds another layer between that warm air and that cold glass, and it will significantly reduce the amount of that chilling effect that you're getting where the warm air cools and then falls and makes it feel chilly inside your space.
All right, I hope that helps you out, Joe, because that's definitely a doable fix. Now we've got Libby, who says, I'm planning to put down peel and stick tile in my kitchen, and I'm not sure what kind of prep I need to do to the current floor. The floor is very old. I'm not sure if it's linoleum or asbestos tile or something else, and we don't want to tear up the old flooring since we're on a tight budget. And you don't want to tear it up if it is that asbestos tile. I mean, once you start breaking it up, that's when you get into some real issues. And I think the asbestos tile is super recognizable. It's also like a weird size, right, Tom? It's like 9 by 9, and like no other tile is that size.
Very often it is. I've seen that same thing, and I agree with you. I don't think there's any reason to take up any of this floor. It's not a thick floor. It's not like you have, you know, full thickness of hardwood or even full thickness of like tile on a mud floor. It's just sort of a basic floor. So what I would do is not, by the way, put down peel and stick tile. That stuff is just gone. Just forget about that. Today you want to use a laminate floor, or better yet, use a extruded vinyl plank, which basically is going to be so much more durable than any type of a vinyl tile. Locks together, lays nice and flat, looks fantastic, doesn't scratch, doesn't dent. Or you could look at the new hybrid stone products like the Duravana product from LL Flooring, which is incredibly durable. I put that down in a laundry room and in a kitchen, and I was very impressed by it. So one of those is a much better approach because these are floating floors. They're all floating floors. You don't need to tear anything up. You just lay it right down on top, and you'll be amazed at the transformation.
Yeah, Libby, I hope that helps you out. I mean, there's so many choices out there. You can really create a space that looks great, and you're definitely not going to have to do anything to your existing floor.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I hope that you guys enjoyed some of the tips that we offered on today's program. If you've got questions, remember, you can reach us 24/7 by just clicking the microphone button on moneypit.com and leaving us your personal question. Just record a question for a minute or so. Let us know your first name and where you're calling from, and then we will get back to you the next time we produce the program. But until then, that's all the time we have. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
You live in a money pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. Another flying object brought down by the U.S., this one over northern Canada.
For the second time in as many days, the U.S. military shot down a high-flying object over North America. Canadian Prime Minister Trudeau said Canadian and U.S. aircraft were scrambled and, on his order, a U.S. F-22 successfully fired at the object over the Yukon. He also wrote on Twitter that he spoke with President Biden on Saturday afternoon and that Canadian forces will recover and analyze the wreckage. Greg Clugston, The White House.
5 days after two powerful earthquakes just hours apart caused thousands of buildings to collapse, killing more than 28,000 people and leaving millions more homeless, rescuers were still pulling unlikely survivors from the ruins. Former Missouri Senator, GOP Senator Jim Talent, tells the Salem Radio Network he sees some good coming out of the latest disaster.
Despite all the divisions and the nationalistic hatreds and ethnic hatreds and the rest of it, you're going to see people coming forth from all over the world with aid because they can all identify with what's happening to people there.
The Republicans' 2024 presidential race isn't officially underway. However, the parents' rights movement and lessons for school children are emerging as flashpoints.
Former President Trump has called for parents to elect and fire school principals. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has banned instruction on sexual orientation and gender identity in kindergarten through third grade. And Nikki Haley, a one-time U.N. ambassador who's expected to soon announce her White House candidacy, is among the contenders who've taken aim at critical race theory in the classroom. It all represents a growing concern by many Republicans over the introduction of so-called woke and race-based topics in the classroom. Bob Agner reporting.
And you can always check out the latest breaking news and read the best analysis. They're both at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pain from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
Iran today celebrated the 44th anniversary of the 1979 Islamic Revolution amid nationwide anti-government protests and heightened tensions with the West.
The annual commemoration of the revolution that turned Iran into a theocratic state is always a show of strength by the country's leaders. Tens of thousands of Iranians are taking part across the country, chanting slogans and waving banners that, as usual, condemn the US and Israel. The UK and Saudi Arabia are also prominent this year in the denunciations. All four countries have been portrayed by the authorities as the instigators of the wave of anti-government protests that have challenged the very core of the theocracy that's ruled the country since 1979.
That's the BBC's Sebastian Usher. He reports thousands of Iranians marched through major streets and squares decorated with flags, balloons, and placards with revolutionary and religious slogans. More at townhall.com. It was a tremendous gift from an old Marine buddy.
John Gladwell of Kansas City and Billy Welsh of Philadelphia first met 20 years ago while serving in the Marine Corps. 2 years ago, Welsh was diagnosed with polycystic kidney disease and needed a transplant in order to live. Gladwell stepped up, was tested, and found to be a match. The surgery was successful, and today Welsh is healthy and happy. And thanks to the Kansas City Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles, those two Marines will be attending the Super Bowl with all expenses paid by the two teams. Jason Walker reporting.
A Florida man ended up in jail after he left his debit card at a gas station during a robbery. The suspect told deputies he left the card so, quote, he could come back later and pay. Police say surveillance video says otherwise. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hopper takes over your commercial, the hop with the hop.
Thank you for calling B&T Satellite at 241-3474. That's 241-DISH.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley. Are you missing Newsmax? Call me because I make TV easy and I can get it back for you. My phone number is 241-3474. In case you didn't hear that, that's 530-241-3474. Or visit us at 1007 Dana Drive, Redding, California. Check us out on the internet at btsatellite.com. Shasta County's only DISH Premier retailer. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your plates look like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I call it 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by the Angie app and LL Flooring's Profiles podcast. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Hey, what are you guys working on? What are you planning for your house this week, this weekend? If you got a project you'd like to get done, you can start right now because we'll give you some tips, some advice on how to get it done. Reach out. A couple of ways, you can call us at 888-MONEYPIT, or you can click the new microphone button on MoneyPit.com. It's on every page. Record your question, and we'll get back to you the next time we produce the show. Coming up on today's show, as you look around your home, have you seen a lot of cracks and holes and nail pops in your walls that they sort of take away from your otherwise very well-maintained space? Well, these are easy to fix, and you can fix them once, fix them right, and not have to fix them again if you do it the proper way, which we are going to explain in just a bit.
And also ahead, do you have a closet that's just a bit too dark? And, you know, picking out your clothes in the morning is kind of difficult. Well, you can make it a lot easier if you improve that closet lighting, and then maybe your clothes will actually match for once.
There's an idea. It would change my whole design sense.
I mean, I get dressed in the dark because I leave so early and I don't want to wake anybody else up.
Middle of night, right?
And I can't tell you how many times I've, not that it's bad, but how many times I've put like a navy sweater with black pants and I'm like, oh, I thought this was all black when I get to work.
Whoops. Well, just tell everybody you're a trendsetter. And also ahead, you can count on hot water at the turn of a tap, but keeping your water heater maintained can reduce the chances of a sudden lack of hot water, which is terrible any time of the year, but especially terrible in the winter. So we're going to tell you what steps you need to take to keep things heated up.
But first, we want to help you save some money, save some time, and avoid those home improvement hassles that can slow you down on the road to your dream house. That is what Team Money Pit does. We talk to you, we listen, we hear what's going on in your project process, and we help you make it as smooth as possible, and we give you some great ideas to get the job done right.
So reach out to us right now. You can do that by going to moneypit.com, clicking on the microphone, and posting your question right there. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Brandon in South Dakota is on the line with a garbage disposal question. What can we do for you today?
I got a family, two little boys, and I was just wondering about sizing a garbage disposal. Should I go with a half horse, a three-quarter horse? And then my follow-up question to that is, how hard is it, kind of a novice do-it-yourself, or would I be able to put it in myself?
So to your first question, you know, I know that they sell disposers that are as small as about a quarter horse or a third horse, but I would never buy one that size in a million years because I just see that as a problem in terms of clogs and inability to grind stuff up and maybe tripping all the time. So I would definitely recommend you get a half or even three-quarter horse. I mean, the additional expense is not significant, and I really think it's going to give you better performance over a greater number of years. In terms of installing them, they're actually not really that difficult to do if you can handle basic plumbing projects. But remember, you also got to handle basic electrical work. And, you know, that can get tricky if you're not familiar, and it can actually be dangerous. So it's not a hard plumbing or electrical project to do, but you got to have some basic skills to take it on. Does that make sense?
Yeah, makes perfect sense.
All right, Brandon, good luck with that project, and good luck with those boys.
Thank you very much. Thanks for your help.
Terry in Ohio is on the line and dealing with a stinky hot water smell. Terry, does it smell like rotten eggs?
It's only happening in one bathroom. My husband replaced our electric hot water heater 2 years ago with a gas, and it actually has been happening almost since that switch occurred. But the smell is only in the upstairs bathroom, and so I don't know why we're getting this smell. We've put bleach down in the tank and tried to clean out the tank, but we continue to get the smell back.
When you say the tank, you're putting bleach in the water heater itself?
It's very diluted, just a little bit.
Yeah. Okay, well, a couple of things. First of all, if the water smells throughout the entire house, then that's usually caused by a problem with the anode rod in the water heater itself. But since it's only 2 years old, I'm thinking that that's probably not the case. It's more likely a problem with biogas, and that could simply be something in the drain in that particular bathroom that's causing this issue, because you'll get these microbes that will grow inside the drain, and they can really smell terribly. So what you need to do in a case like that is to, the best thing to do is to take the drain apart if you can get under the sink and take it apart and clean it really thoroughly in another sink somewhere and get a bottle brush down there and scrub it with a good strong bleach solution, or you can use some oxygenated bleach, even better yet, and that will kill those microbes that are there. And then once you put it back together, I want you to fill the sink up to the point where you have that water goes down the overflow, which is usually built into the sink body, and make sure you put some bleach in the hot water too, so that it will slowly trickle down that overflow for a bit of a time. So this way, if there's any organic matter in that overflow, it'll also be eliminated. So I suspect it's in the drain as opposed to being a problem with the water heater. Because if it was a problem with the water heater, every single sink would smell the same way.
That's kind of what I figured, but we couldn't figure it out. So I thought, I listen to you guys every Saturday, so I thought I'd give you a call.
Yeah, well, you know, it's hard because it only happens to you once a lifetime, but we hear about this all the time, so we have a pretty good idea where to look for the problem. Okay?
Oh, great. I appreciate your help.
You got it. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Mayor in New Jersey, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Moved into a house about a year ago. It was built in 2007, and all the windows, they stand the windows and they're same windows. I don't know which type they are. And all the windows only open very little until they get stuck. A lot of them, if you try to open it, it gets so stuck that I can't even close it.
Well, I'll tell you what, the fact that you have Anderson windows tells me that I seriously doubt there's anything wrong with the window itself. I suspect what happened here, Mayor, is there's a problem with the installation. And if the jams, which is the side pieces that the windows slide up and down on, if they were installed wrong so that there's pressure pushing them inward, that can cause the condition that you're describing. I'll tell you one way that that often happens. Sometimes installers will use a spray foam insulation, like the kind that's polyurethane that expands and gets really, really hard. Something as simple as that can bend those jams in and make it hard to open the windows. But I think what you've got here is definitely an insulation problem and not a problem with that window. So to try to get to the bottom of it,
you're going to have to probably open up the trim on that window from either the outside or the inside to make sure the window was installed correctly. If it's too tight in that opening, or if there's insulation pressing on it, or if there are shims there that were put in too aggressively and bent those jams inward, that would cause the condition that you're describing. I mean, the good news is that an Anderson window is a very good window. So that's why I suspect this has nothing to do with the window and has more to do with the way they were installed.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right, Meyer. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, broadcasting to you from the Angie Studios. Caring for your home is easier than ever with Angie. Download the app today.
Up next, are you tired of staring at walls full of dings and dents and cracks and nail pops? Well, drywall repairs are a very common headache for homeowners, but easy for a pro to handle. We'll tell you what's involved in today's home solution tip presented by Angie after this.
You live in a Money Pit.
Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50. Harsh winter weather can really wear on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com.
You know what I love most about Angie?
That they get the job done right?
Yeah, that, but also that they're there for you throughout your entire time in a home. From help moving in, finding a painter for those exciting first days decorating your new home, through all the repairs, and then even getting the house ready when it's time to sell.
That's so true. They can really help with any home project.
And it's easy. Just download the free Angie app or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. A-N-G-I.com.
Start the new year off Deich, doing it right with Deich Coatings. Now is a great time to take on a do-it-yourself stone project, and Deich Coatings makes it easy. I just used the Deich Luxrock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit to create a beautiful, durable granite-look countertop for a fraction of the cost of real granite and save thousands. Now that's a great return on investment. Luxrock kits are available in 2 sizes, 20 square feet for bathrooms and 40 square feet for kitchens. Application is an easy 6-step project that delivered a smooth, glimmering granite surface and totally transformed my old kitchen in a single weekend. And you can choose from 5 of the most popular granite colors. Projects from Deich Coatings make a major home improvement impact for a minimal investment. Luxrock and other Deich Coating products are available online at the Home Depot and Lowe's. They can also be purchased with free shipping directly from DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of the Money Pit.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, where we make good homes better. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys working on? You got some projects that maybe you have questions about, but you're like, if only I could ask someone how to tackle these projects. Come on, guys. You can totally ask us. That's what we are here for. We can help you save money, save time, and avoid those home improvement hassles that can slow you down on the road to your dream house.
You can follow the Money Pit Podcast for free at moneypit.com/podcast or on any podcast platform.
Lisa in Michigan's on the line dealing with a humid bath. What's going on?
I have an energy-efficient house that was built very tight, and they put in a exhaust fan in the bathroom to allow ventilation for the whole house. But I don't know if it's doing a correct job, and I've read some places where they say to leave it running all the time.
So the timer that's in the bathroom exhaust fan, first of all, that would be a very weird place to put whole house ventilation, by the way. That exhaust fan is probably just for your bathroom to take the moisture out of the bathroom. That would be more normal. Why do you think it's for the whole house?
It's not a whole house. They use it for ventilation because the house is so tight.
Well, it's taking air out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if the house is really tight, the ventilation would be where we add air back in, not where we take air out. We take air out, that's usually because we have damp moisture we want to get rid of. I'm pretty sure that what you're seeing in your bathroom is not for the entire house. I think it is just for a typical bathroom exhaust fan. And the timer on it is one that would, if it's set normally, it would be set for humidity. It might have a humidistat on it. So I don't think what you're seeing is for whole house ventilation. There would be a different type of fan that would be used for that. Is this in the bath ceiling?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not for the whole house.
Well, but I've read that that's what they're doing on some of these houses.
No, it might be just bad information that's getting passed around. That wouldn't make any sense whatsoever.
Okay.
All right.
Do I need to have some type of air exchange for a house that is...
Well, that's an architectural question, and it depends on how tight the house is and what the air changes per hour were designed to be. If it's any less than about 3/4 of an air change per hour, then you probably do need to have some replacement air ventilation in it. But I would ask your builder or your HVAC contractor that question. And then they can discuss the options for that. The trick is that you want to be able, if you're going to bring in fresh air, you want to do it through something called an air-to-air heat exchanger, so that if it's you're exhausting stale air, but you're recovering the BTUs that were used to heat that air, so you're not getting rid of the heat. It's kind of like a radiator where it's passing it from bad air to the good air on the way in, so you're sort of preheating that air that's coming in from the outside using the heat that was in the stale air. That's why it's called an air-to-air heat exchanger, because it exchanges the air, but it traps the heat or the cool. Well, drywall repairs are one of the most common home maintenance chores that we've got to take on as homeowners. But if you don't do them properly, you're going to be doing them again and again and again. So to avoid the pitfalls, you need a pro, and you need to have to plan it carefully. We're going to share steps to do just that in today's Home Solutions Tip presented by Angie.
Yeah, you know, the three most common types of wall and ceiling repairs needed are nail pops, holes, and cracks. Now, DIYers that take on these projects often find themselves doing them over and over again because those cracks or holes keep coming back. Now, pros tend to get them right the first time, so let's talk about some of these key tricks. First of all, nail pops. How do you deal with them? These are the result from a nail that's kind of loosened up in its position and then starts to back out of that drywall. And if you tap it back in, that's really not enough to help it stop doing that. It's just going to find its way back out again. So what the pros will do is they will add an additional fastener on top of the loose one, so it kind of overlaps, and that will secure it in place. And then you spackle and sand and make the entire repair virtually invisible.
Now, repairing wall or ceiling cracks is another tricky job. The best way to fix a wall or ceiling crack is to use a very strong perforated drywall tape. This type of tape has large squares and almost looks like netting, and pros will apply this to bridge the gap in the crack first. Then they'll use a very skilled hand to spackle over that tape using multiple thin coats so it can be sanded, primed, and then repainted.
Yeah, now filling a hole in drywall, that's a bigger job. For that, you're going to need a scrap of drywall, a leftover piece of window screening, some joint compound, and a couple of common tools. Now, the pros know that the best way to patch a hole is to cut the hole to fit the patch and not the other way around, even if it means making that hole a little bigger, which I know can seem scary, but sometimes that's the best approach. Next, they're going to apply 2 or 3 thin coats of spackle, and once it's painted, that hole is gone. No more.
And that's today's Home Solutions Tip presented by Angie. Tackling home projects has never been easier. Just tell Angie what you need, and they can handle the rest, start to finish. Download the Angie app today.
Barry in Tennessee needs some help with his jacuzzi. What can we do for you?
Well, what happened was the drain got stopped up. So I took some Crystal Drano and poured it, and it got on the tub itself, and it burnt all the way around the drain. I mean, it's burnt plastic. So I was wondering, is there a way to get that back to looking new, or do I just have to replace the whole tub?
Well, unfortunately, you've chemically damaged the tub by using caustic drain cleaners. We really don't like caustic drain cleaners for reasons just like this. They don't really work very well to begin with, and what happens is you end up overusing them or spilling them, and I've seen them melt tubs and melt plastic before. You know, there's a new drain cleaning product on the market right now that I've just come across, and it's fantastic. It's called Drain FX. The website is drainfx.com, and essentially what this is for under $20, you're purchasing what's in essence a pressure washer for your clogged drain lines. You hook this up to the sink faucet. It has a long tube that you can run hot water down. You drop this into the trap, and then you turn the water on, and it blasts the clogs away. It's under $20. Check it out at drainfx.com. You should have one in your toolbox, because you never know when this is going to happen. And look, you could save yourself not only the hassle of a clogged pipe, but in your case, the hassle of potentially replacing a tub or learning to live with the ugly stains that have resulted. Do not use caustic drain cleaners on these surfaces. Take a look at Drain FX. It's a much better option. Barry, thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks.
All right, now we've got Pat on the line who's got a leak at home. What's happening?
I have a wet spot up in the ceiling and at the corner where the ceiling meets the wall. It's a new subdivision. I think it's about 4 years old. And I called a guy out, and he told me it was that wall backs onto the laundry, and he said it was the vent. It was wind-blown rain because we've had some really bad storms, and that there wasn't anything I could do about it but just fix it, cut out the sheetrock and that stuff and fix what's there.
Yeah, that's going to happen again and again and again, right?
Yeah, I don't want to fix it every year.
Yeah, no, that was silly advice. Here's what you need to know. So first of all, it's a roofing repair. It depends on what type of vent you have on that roof of the dryer. You know, some types of vents are a little more susceptible to wind-driven rain, especially if they're low to the roof, where the rain kind of, you know, when the rain starts to go horizontal, it pushes up in there and then drips down. And, of course, the vent is not designed to contain water, so it's just going to leak out the lowest point, which seems to be right where you're seeing it. So you may have to change the type of roof vent that you have there so that it doesn't happen. You may need to have one that is taller, stands up off the roof, and it could even have a turn at the top, kind of like a candy cane turn at the top so it points down but lets that air exhaust. You don't want to have too many twists and turns because that blocks the flow of the lint getting out. But you may need a different size type of vent. And that presumes that this leak is not just simply caused by the flashing around the vent. And an easy way to tell that is to run a hose up there and flood water from the top of the roof down over where this vent is and see if you cause the leak to occur, unless it's visible. I mean, sometimes I can look at these things and see that the flashing wasn't installed right or wasn't overlapped correctly with the shingles. But I would eliminate that as a possibility, and then we're left with wind-driven rain. If that's a constant problem, then you're going to need to basically put in a new type of vent that is not as susceptible to the wind driving the water into your house. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. If it's a flashing, can I just seal around there?
I don't like to tell you to seal it because that's a temporary fix. If it's flashing, the roof can be remade around that, and you should be able to seal it properly just with the roofing material. If you go up there and you put a bunch of tar around it, not only does it look terrible, but it's going to crack again and open up, and you'll be doing it again and again and again. We don't like the Groundhog Day types of repairs. You know, we want you to do it once and be done with it. Shouldn't be leaking, and those are the two possibilities. So take a look, and good luck with that.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. What are you working on this weekend? Whatever it is, we can help you get the job done. We are broadcasting to you from the Angie Studios. Get your home projects well done with Angie. Download the app today. Coming up, are you tired of digging around in dark closets?
Well, great closet lighting is a big help in keeping things more organized and easier to find. We're going to share some bright ideas on choosing the best closet lighting when the Money Pit returns. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227. To get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has the chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutoBody.com.
What does great pizza and ice cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course.
Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous Sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Reach out to us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions to MoneyPit.com by clicking on the microphone button.
Now I've got Daryl on the line who's got a question about a heater. What can we do for you?
Hey, yes, we have a bathroom heater and vent, and the heater part went out. The fan part, I should say, went out.
Okay.
Flip the switch, and you can smell it, like, burning. The heater is working, but the fan doesn't blow. And I was wondering if there's a way to fix that or if I just have to replace the whole thing.
Yeah, it sounds unsafe because if the fan is not blowing, the heater could actually, the heater part, which is usually a light bulb, can overheat. So I would recommend you replace that entire fixture. The new ones are so much more sophisticated today. You can get one with a built-in humidistat, for example, so that when you're done with the shower and you leave the bathroom, it'll stay on just long enough to dry out all the moisture and keep the mold from growing. So I think it would be a really good opportunity for you to replace it.
Now, would something like that be vented out through the roof or just into the attic?
No, it absolutely needs to be vented all the way out. And, you know, it could be vented in the attic. I certainly have seen that. But, no, the idea is it would go through the ceiling and then up across the attic towards the roof or through the side or to the side, the gable wall. And there's different types of terminations that will basically are waterproof from the outside, but then the duct can clip to it from the inside.
Oh, gotcha.
Okay?
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Daryl. Good luck with that project.
Well, when it comes to good indoor lighting, one place that's often overlooked is the closets. Now, upgrading your closet lighting is a great way to make even small spaces more attractive, but more importantly, it makes any closet more organized and easier to find things, whether it's clothing, tools, household supplies, pantry items, or whatever else you're putting in there.
Now, although a lot of older closets still have fluorescent lighting, they are rapidly being replaced by LED lights, which stay cooler and are more energy efficient than even the fluorescent bulbs, and they give a lot of brightness while saving energy at the same time. Plus, the fluorescent lighting is just a terrible color of lighting, and it makes everything look really dingy. Now, another option are battery-powered LED lights. These batteries can actually last for up to a year. It's amazing how long a battery will work with an LED bulb. They use so little energy. Plus, they're really inexpensive and super easy to install. You really just screw them in place or even use like a peel-and-stick tape to hold it in place. They come in different sizes, and they're pretty versatile, so you can use them in all sorts of closets and cabinets.
Now, I know there's a ton of different light types out there, so when it comes to choosing one, you got to kind of figure out how you're best going to use it in the space. So an overhead light is going to work best because it's out of the way, and it just gives you overall illumination. There are lights with motion sensors, and that's a great feature, so you can keep both hands free while you're reaching for whatever you need. You can also find models that go on with a touch, a switch, a cord, or that are going to turn on and off when you open and close the door on their own. Now, lights with timers are automatically going to turn off after a set period of time, which is going to help save you energy because I'm sure there's a lot of people who will forget to turn off that closet light. I'm talking to you, kids. My kids.
Yeah, you know how I dealt with that with my kids? I put in motion sensors on the light switch for the room. So when they leave and they don't turn the lights out, 5 minutes later, no motion, lights go out automatically. Sometimes, you know, you just kind of give up and do the easy thing. It's either that or tell them again and again and again and again, turn the lights off. I remember when I was growing up, we would leave, everybody would be packed in the car, and we would leave the house, and my dad would somehow turn around at the last minute and go, "Tom, you left your light on!" And he'd turn around and go back, and I had to go back in the house and turn the light off. So I decided I wouldn't put my kids through that drama.
You gotta just turn off the lights, you guys.
Now, one thing you need to avoid, particularly where you have closets that are full of clothes or anything else that's flammable, like boxes and that sort of thing, is incandescent or halogen lights, particularly if the bulbs are exposed. Not only do they use more energy, but they tend to get very, very hot, especially in small enclosed spaces, and they can really pose a safety hazard. So if you're installing recessed lighting fixtures, they need to be fully enclosed in the housing with a cover that should be placed at least 6 inches away from all storage areas. And surface-mounted fixtures need to be at least 12 inches away and have to be installed either on the closet ceiling or on the wall above the door, according to most local building codes. So get lots of light, get more light, use the LEDs, be careful about the installation, do it once, do it right, and you'll be able to actually see what you're wearing in the morning, like Leslie.
Yeah, maybe it'll match. Maybe I can finally match at 4:15 in the morning. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call with your home repair or your home improvement question 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, everybody loves a warm shower, right? I mean, nobody's like, ooh, I'm going to take a freezing cold shower. It's going to be amazing. Those are the worst and a horrible surprise. So coming up, we're going to share some ways that you can best heat water efficiently. So stick around.
Hey guys, we're excited to announce that season 2 of the Profiles podcast is now available wherever you get your podcasts. If you're a pro contractor, a remodeler, or a custom builder, this 6-episode series is designed to help you improve your business success. Because on the Profiles podcast, the focus is on pros teaching pros, sharing strategies and solutions to save time, increase profit, and improve customer satisfaction. The podcast features in-depth interviews with successful pros from across the nation who spent years building great companies. They offer specific and actionable tips, ideas, and insights that you can use to boost your business and grow your bottom line. The Profiles podcast is presented by LL Flooring, and both Season 2 and Season 1 are available on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Learn more at llflooring.com/pro, where you'll also find detailed show notes and complete transcripts of each interview. That's llflooring.com/pro. So join us on the Profiles podcast to listen, learn, and grow your business. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. They make tackling your project as simple as possible from start to finish. So start crossing things off your to-do list. From major renovations and home repair to help with a move, installation, or even cleaning. Angie doesn't just get your home projects done, they get them done well. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. A-N-G-I.com.
Setting a fence post, a mailbox, deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. There's no mixing needed when setting posts. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak with water. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Start the new year off Deich, doing it right with Deich Coatings. Now is a great time to take on a do-it-yourself stone project, and Deich Coatings makes it easy. I just used the Deich Luxrock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit to create a beautiful, durable granite-look countertop for a fraction of the cost of real granite and save thousands. Now that's a great return on investment. Luxrock kits are available in two sizes, 20 square feet for bathrooms and 40 square feet for kitchens. Application is an easy 6-step project that delivered a smooth, glimmering granite surface and totally transformed my old kitchen in a single weekend. And you can choose from 5 of the most popular granite colors. Projects from Deich Coatings make a major home improvement impact for a minimal investment. Luxrock and other Deich Coating products are available online at the Home Depot and Lowe's. They can also be purchased with free shipping directly from DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money
Pit is presented by Deitch Coatings. Deitch Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Learn more at DeitchCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Where home solutions live, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. We are broadcasting to you from the Angie Studios. Angie is here to get all your home projects not just done, but well done.
And they do mean all, from lawn care to plumbing, roof repair to repainting, and maintenance to remodel. Download the Angie app today to get started.
Joyce in Massachusetts, you've got the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
I have 9 windows, and we had someone caulk the windows where the window sills, because we live in Boston, and the cold air has been blowing in. I want to know how I can seal them up, because it didn't do one iota thing for the gentleman caulking the 9 windows.
Didn't do any good, huh? And he caulked them from the outside or from the inside?
From the inside, because this is an apartment building. We're on the 7th floor, and we have windows going on different angles. And so I'm trying to find out what is the easiest way to prevent the cold from blowing in, because it's unbearable.
Okay, since you're on the 7th floor, I presume that you don't use your windows. You would never use your windows for emergency egress. Do any of them go to a fire escape or anything like that?
No.
Okay, so there's 2 things that you can do here. One of which is you can use shrink film. It's a clear plastic wrap that you cut to fit the size of the window. Mm-hmm. You attach it with a clear double face tape that comes with it. And then you use your hair dryer to heat it, and it becomes very taut and clear so it doesn't obstruct the view.
What about weather stripping, like weather felt?
Well, that's all possible, but there's another option, and the reason I asked you if you needed to use your windows for egress is because I was going to recommend temporary weather stripping. Now, there's a caulk that's like a weather stripping sealant, but it's a temporary sealant, okay? So the way this works is you essentially caulk your windows shut. You caulk all the seams in the window where they slide up and down with this clear temporary caulk. And then what happens is in the spring, you can actually grab the edge of this caulk and peel it right off. It comes off like a clear rubbery strip. It enables you to essentially seal your windows shut in the winter and then restore them in the spring.
Thank you very much, and I enjoy your program immensely.
All right, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, you turn the tap, and you get hot water. But have you ever thought about what it takes to heat that water? Lots and lots of energy, and a lot of energy dollars can be wasted. But there's a few things that you can do.
Absolutely. So most water heaters run on gas, oil, or electric. Now, if your water heater is gas-fired, it's important to have it serviced because combustion deposits will build up and make it very inefficient and potentially unsafe. Now, the same goes for an oil water heater. You need the same type of servicing that you would need for your oil-fired boiler or your gas-fired furnace. They burn fuel, they get dirty, and they need to be cleaned.
Now, on electric water heaters, one of the 2 coils can burn out after a while. If you start to run out of hot water very quickly, that's a good sign that you have a bad coil. An electrician or a plumber can take care of replacing it. And you can also have a timer installed on an electric heater to heat water only when you need it. And that can save a ton of energy.
Absolutely. And finally, if you're willing to make the investment, a tankless water heater heats only the water you use as you need it, and it's definitely the most efficient type of water heater.
Yeah, it's small enough that you can install it close to your bathroom, so you're never going to have to wait for a hot shower again.
And I got to tell you, I have what's called a combi boiler now in my house. I got rid of my old cast iron, formerly oil-fired, converted to gas-burning boiler, which was humongous. And I replaced it with a gas-fired combi tankless-style boiler that runs both my domestic hot water and all the heat for the house. And this thing is the size of a kitchen cabinet. It is so small. It's mounted on a wall now in the basement. It doesn't take up any floor space. And our heating system has never been more efficient. We really, really love it, and I highly recommend it.
Taking a local call from Steve in New York, who's dealing with a heating question. What's going on?
I used to have a steam heat system in my house with the old radiators.
Okay.
My house is probably from the 1890s, and I was thinking about the radiators have been removed, and I've been heating with, like, just a direct vent heat system, you know, one of them gas wall units. And I was thinking about trying to put forced air in that house, but I have no way to get through the, you know, the bottom of the first floor or to, like, the second floor because I have, like, soap plates in the wall. I was wondering if you got any ideas what I can do for a heat system instead of putting steam back in here because I'd like to put central air in the house, too.
Right, so you want to have a ducted system that where you can have heat
right.
and air. And you say that you used to have these steam radiators, but you took those out. That's kind of a shame because steam radiators and steam heat in general is a pretty warm and wonderful way to heat a house.
Well, I still have the radiators downstairs, and I could put them back in. That was my other question, too. Should I just go back to the steam radiators and the steam boiler and just forget the air condition?
To restore the steam heating system, you would have the benefit of warm, moist, and comfortable heat in the winter. Your air conditioning system would be a separate ducted system. Now, there's two ways to do this. You can use a traditional ducting system, which would run in through your walls, or you say it's difficult, of course, because of the way the walls are constructed now. But in some cases, I know I have a house that's a little bit older than yours, and when I put in air conditioning, we were able to run them ducts in closets and places like that, so they weren't quite so obvious without going through the walls itself. But there's another system I'd like you to look into called Space Pack, spelled P-A-K, S-P-A-C-P-A-K.com, spacepack.com. This is a system that is a high-velocity, low-volume design. So the ducts of a Space Pack system are only like 3.5-inch or so tubes, and they can be inside wall and floor cavities very easily. You don't have to have the big ducts, and what they do is they move air through at a faster speed. That's why they're called high velocity, and they still do a great job of cooling the place. So that's another option for you in terms of getting air conditioning, but again, it's a separate system than the heating system that you have now. And of course, the third option is just to go with ducts all the way. And putting in a forced air system won't be as comfortable as the hot water, but it would be less expensive than two systems. But you're going to have to find a very talented HVAC contractor that understands this is an old historic home, and they can't just go tearing things wide open. He's got to be creative and strategic about how he gets the ducts into each place in the house.
Do you recommend a baseboard electric heat at all?
No, it will cost you an arm and a leg, especially in New York.
Yeah.
The very most expensive way to heat a house.
Okay, I thought the electric baseboard came down in price, but I guess I'm wrong on that.
It's not the baseboard that comes down in price. The equipment is cheap. It's electricity
yeah,
that
yeah,
costs
yeah.
you.
I thought they were cheaper to run today,
okay.
but I guess I'm wrong.
yeah. No. All right, Steve, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Yeah, thanks. Bye.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. When you need your next project done, Angie helps you get it well done. Download the Angie app today. Coming up, you want to perk up your place with paint? We're going to share the best colors to do just that when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a Money Pit.
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, and emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and they're making it easier than ever to care for your home. Visit Angie.com to connect with top home service pros and instantly book what you need done. Get started at Angie.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. We are here to help you get the jobs done around your house that you want to get done. Help yourself first. If you've got a question, reach out to us by going to moneypit.com, clicking the microphone button, and telling us what you need to know.
All right, well, Dave wants to know, how do I get my windows to stop having condensation on them? Dave wrote in saying that my windows form condensation on the lower edge when the temperature drops 5 to 10 degrees. He says when the house was new, I was told it was because it had a lot of moisture in it from the new materials. They said put in a dehumidifier to control the humidity levels. No changes. Even when we turn the heat down to 65 at night and put a fan on the window, we still get moisture. Should I leave the shades up, down? We can't find a difference.
Yeah, I feel your pain on this one, man. So I'll tell you what I think's going on. I think that the insulated glass windows are simply not insulating. Now, typically, when you have a thermal pane window, there's going to be a gas inside of it that's typically argon. And if it wasn't put in right or it's incomplete in some other way, then you're just not getting insulation. So that when the warm air hits that window, it condenses, and that's how you get all of this moisture and condensation. So other than replacing those windows, what I would do, and you said you tried putting the shades down, but I bet you didn't try cellular shades. I would recommend you try cellular shades. They're honeycomb shades that have an insulating effect, and they will interrupt that flow of warm air striking the window and then converting that to condensation.
All right, yeah, that's a good call.
Well, now that we are totally knee-deep in winter, this time of year can really drag on for a lot of people. The holidays are over, but it's still a couple of months before we get those really nice long days and warm weather. If you're feeling the winter doldrums, you can perk yourself up, though, with paint. We have a DIY solution for all problems. It usually includes paint or some other similar product. Les is going to share some colors that can be real pick-me-ups in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word.
Yeah, you know, color definitely affects your mood, and there's a lot of things that have been proven. You know, colors red and yellow make you hungry. That's why you see it always at fast food restaurants. So there's a lot of science behind what a color will do to sort of ignite something in your brain, whether it's a feeling, an emotion, something. So color is super helpful in creating a great space at home that will boost your energy and your mood during the winter months. So first, let's talk about orange. Now, it creates a warm and inviting environment. You want to choose a softer shade with maybe a pink or yellow undertone, and that can really liven up a foyer. And I find that foyers generally get more light, so these rooms will just really be bright and friendly. Really a great choice. Blue, that's another favorite color, but don't be afraid to go dark. Now, the thing about a blue tone is that you have to paint a large swatch on the wall and then watch it over several days, several nights, with your lights on, with the lights off, on a sunny day, on a rainy day, because blues, depending on the undertone, can take on a ton of different shades. Like, even that same color can look more lavender at one point in the day, look darker. So definitely look at it over the course of a few days and then decide which one you like. I mean, it's an extra step. I get it, but it's definitely worth it. You try on a sweater, so why not try on a paint color? And finally, yellow. It's a super happy shade, but if you go too light with yellow, you're going to end up with something that gets looking more like a white tone, especially if it gets a lot of natural light. So stay away from a lighter tone if you get a lot of natural light in that space. You can go for a deeper shade that has more of an orange undertone, kind of like a marigold. It's lovely. It's happy. It feels rich. It looks great in a lot of different lights. I mean, any of these colors are definitely going to chase away your winter blues and for sure get you pumped up and ready for a beautiful, fresh spring.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, saving energy and going green are big goals for most of us, and that might explain why heat pumps are more popular than ever. We're going to share exactly how heat pumps work, whether they make sense for you, and where they work the best on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Shasta College is now offering 2 years of free tuition for full-time students. The Shasta College Promise Program is perfect for that returning student looking to complete a degree or certificate. Spring semester begins January 17th. Advance your career, learn a new skill, or get transfer ready this year. Shasta College offers more 8-week compressed, fully online, or in-person classes available to easily fit your schedule. Classes fill quickly. Enroll at ShastaCollege.edu today or give us a call. The opportunity of a lifetime is now.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRoxford. Another day, another unidentified object shot out of the skies over North America. Today's object was the third known to have violated North American airspace in the past 2 weeks. BBC's Peter Barrows reports on the cleanup from yesterday's object shot down over Alaska.
The events of the past week are highly unusual. The bizarre spectacle of a large balloon being shot out of the sky by the U.S. military because defense officials said it was a Chinese surveillance platform followed 6 days later by the same response to a still unidentified object that was hovering over Alaska. Officials said, unlike the balloon, it was taken down because its altitude of 40,000 feet meant it was a threat to civil aviation.
Former President Jair Bolsonaro says he intends to return to Brazil in the following weeks. A comment during an event at an evangelical church in Florida was the first time Bolsonaro made a statement in public about returning home. The conservative politician's been in the U.S. since arriving in Orlando December 31st, the eve of the inauguration of his leftist rival, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, as Brazil's current president. Syrian President Assad taking advantage of the chaos of this week's devastating 7.8 earthquake to bomb a rebel-held city north of Aleppo this week, damaged by the shaker. Former Missouri GOP Senator Jim Talon says evil does exist, even in tragedy.
It's the breakdown of humane norms as a result of the decline in American leadership and American power, so that the people who are aggressive, who cause these things by their aggression and by their inhumanity, are not deterred as well.
Speaking with the Salem Radio Network, Talon says there is a way to hold evil at bay.
The answer is strong American leadership backed up by American power that produces peace through strength.
Check out the latest news. Read the best analysis, both at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about the 100% drug-free relief factor. We all deal with aches and pains in our day-to-day lives, and I have had my fair share, including injuries like a detached quad muscle that, I can tell you, fell into the category of really bad pain. But I've been able to manage the pain by taking relief factor. It helps your own body to attack and fight off sources of inflammation, the source of most of our aches and pains, and I've loved it for years now. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick starter pack for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
Major demonstrations this weekend in France.
Police rout in full force across the nation Saturday as protesters marched against President Emmanuel Macron's plans to reform the country's pension system. Nearly 1 million people on the streets in Paris and several other cities hoping to keep up the pressure on the government to back down. French lawmakers began debate earlier in the week on the measure that would raise the minimum retirement age for a full state pension from 62 to 64. Jason Walker reporting.
An anti-migration protest outside a hotel housing asylum seekers in northwest England. The protest demonstrators turned violent and resulted in the arrests of at least 15 people, according to local police. And they say those arrested ranged in age from 13 to 54. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Keep the presses rolling. A publisher strike may have been settled.
HarperCollins Publishers and the union representing around 250 striking employees reaching a tentative agreement providing increases to entry-level salaries. If the union members ratify the contract, it will run through the end of 2025 and into walkout that began nearly 3 months ago. HarperCollins and Local 2110 of the United Auto Workers announcing increases to minimum salaries across levels and a one-time bonus of $1,500 to be paid to bargaining unit employees. John Scott reported.
Safety investigators issued subpoenas for pilots of an American Airlines plane involved in a close call at New York's JFK Airport last month. The NTSB says the cockpit crew refused three times to sit for a recorded interview. The American plane crossed an active runway without approval from air traffic controllers, and that led to a close call with a Delta Airlines jet, which had to abort its takeoff. More at townhall.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
On display now at Turtle Bay Museum, Honor, Courage, Commitment, Marine Corps Art, 1975 through 2018, featuring 36 art pieces created by Marine combat artists who documented their own experience in times of war and peace. This traveling museum exhibition is sponsored by the Marine Corps Heritage Foundation from the National Museum of the Marine Corps. Open now through April 30th. Honor, Courage, Commitment, Marine Corps Art at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Top Fox News headquarters in New York City. The most approachable radio host in America. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Welcome back, everybody. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show. So glad you're here. Mark Thiessen standing by. Tom Cotton will be with us, the senator from Arkansas. And then Dr. Todd Rose will be here, co-founder and president of Populous. We'll get an idea of education in America with where the rubber hits the road. With Senator Tom Cotton, his reaction to the State of the Union, and Mark Thiessen will put it all in perspective, including the Republican reaction, which was in real time, by the way. If you are excited about basketball, you know LeBron James became the all-time leading scorer last night. If you're excited about Mike Pompeo, you'll be excited to know he's at the Reagan Library today. If you're excited about the president, follow him in Wisconsin. Let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
Last year it quadrupled. Last year it was 250,000. We're 20,000 ahead right now. So we went from what I would describe as unprecedented to a point where I don't have the correct adjective to describe what's going on.
That's John Modlin. And John is Chief of Border Patrol, talking about the reality of the border. On Capitol Hill yesterday, the border gets a dose of reality. The chief border agent comes to Washington to testify. And you know it struck a nerve because Dems responded with their old go-to line. It's about white supremacy.
Number two.
Biden can try to claim our nation is respected on the world stage. He failed to stand up to our number one adversary, China, while they collected intelligence across the entire continental United States.
Republican Congressman Emmer, China Challenge. We need to take them on in every facet. We can't wait for the president and their surveillance ship as fish out of the water and another balloon zooms from Central America. That was not included in the State of the Union last night.
Number one.
Some Republicans want Medicare and Social Security to sunset. I'm not saying it's a majority. As we all apparently agree, Social Security and Medicare is off the books now, right? They're not to be sponsored. All right.
Right. State of the Union, year two for Joe. What was in it, what was left out of it, and the results in response, including Sarah Huckabee Sanders' stellar rebuttal. With me right now is Mark Thiessen. He used to write these speeches, Washington Post columnist, and now works for Fox. Mark, welcome back. First off, I want to get your response to the Republican response when they were claiming that Republicans want to sunset those two programs. Do you think they had the right reaction?
Well, I mean, it was kind of it was so outrageous that what did he expect? I mean, it's a completely false attack. The accusation is citing a plan by Senator Rick Scott that virtually no Republican has endorsed. And Biden's made this claim before. And the Washington Post fact checker gave him nearly four Pinocchios for it. So the reality is, yes, Senator Rick Scott, who was a disaster as the chairman of the senatorial committee, put down a plan to sunset Social Security every 5 years. No Republican endorsed it, and Biden grabbed that and during the entire campaign ran around saying Republicans want to sunset Social Security, and it wasn't true. And even the Washington Post fact checker says it wasn't true. So, you know, and then he says that. And the Republicans, understandably, none of whom want to sunset Social Security, say, you know, start booing. And he's like, oh, so apparently we agree. We got unanimity. So, like, he just had another bipartisan accomplishment right there. He brought us together right there on the floor of the Congress during the State of the Union address. Get Social Security off the table.
See, I like that they answered right there because a lot of people would have heard that and said, oh, I guess Republicans want to do that just like they do in the campaign. So instead of them saying in Wisconsin, now they're going to see if they heard in real time at the biggest audience possible that Republicans do not agree with that. That's not it. For example, they don't want to have a fair tax, whatever that's called, that they're talking about a 20% fair tax. One congressman brought up, that's what the president brings up and acts like every Republican agrees on that. That is just not the case. That's like taking someone from the squad and saying everybody on the Democratic side agree with that. That's
exactly.
Just not the case. So I want you to hear what the president said about his favorite area, and that's jobs. Cut three.
I know I've been criticized for saying this, but I'm not changing my view. We're going to make sure the supply chain for America begins in America. The supply chain begins in America. We've already created 800,000 new manufacturing jobs without this law, before the law kicks in.
Okay, number one, nobody criticizes him bringing manufacturing home in America. Number two, it's not right. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, Biden says he has 800,000 jobs created in manufacturing. The number is 214,000. And please tell me how he's done it. I don't know what policy he has that did it.
Well, it's like when he says that he cut the deficit. Well, that's because during the pandemic, we did all this deficit spending that is now sunsetted, that we're not spending it anymore. And so naturally, the deficit goes down. It's like if I gained 200 pounds and then lost 50 of them, and I said, hey, I've lost 50 pounds. It's like, yeah, I'm 150 pounds heavier than I was before. It's smoke and mirrors. He says things that are so patently and obviously untrue. And, you know, I didn't like the Republicans having to yell at him. I don't like the loss of decorum. I was a lead writer on two State of the Union addresses. It's an institution of American democracy. But when the president goes out and blatantly lies to their face about them, and by the way, in a speech where he is claiming to be bipartisan, says I signed 300 bipartisan bills into law. We worked together before. We can do it again. We've done a great job. I've united the country. And then literally makes a false attack to their faces. What are they supposed to do?
And remember, Paul Ryan would love to have, no matter what he did, he could not undo the image of Paul Ryan throwing a senior citizen
exactly.
in a wheelchair off a cliff. And no matter what he said, no matter what speech he gave, Everyone remembers that image. So the Republicans wanted to stop it in his tracks. On what you said, cutting the deficit. He said he cut the deficit $1.7 trillion. But that's only because we stopped funding the COVID responses. Overall, the debt when he got the job was $27 trillion. It's now $31 trillion. Please tell me where the deficit reduction is.
There is none. I mean, it's a fake number. You know, he says we lost 200,000 manufacturing jobs under my predecessor. I've added 800,000. Before the pandemic hit, the Trump administration had brought back hundreds of thousands of manufacturing jobs. But then we shut down the economy, and so we lost manufacturing jobs. And so he claims that as a recovery. It's like basically if Biden had done nothing as president, those jobs would have come back when the pandemic lockdowns ended. So, you know, and if anything, he's made it worse with this American Rescue Plan, which unleashed the worst inflation in 40 years. We've got the worst labor. He talks about the low unemployment rate. Well, guess what? The reason the unemployment rate is so low is because it only counts people who are actively looking for work. We have millions of Americans, tens of millions of Americans who aren't looking for work right now. We have the worst labor shortage in American history because businesses can't find workers. So, you know, all he said, and this is the problem with one of the things I learned about presidential speechwriting when I worked at the White House, is that if you say things that are directly contradicted by the lived reality of the American people, right? So he says the economy is doing great. I'm sorry, 80% of Americans say the economy is doing terrible. 74% think we're going to have a recession this year, and 6 in 10 blame Biden. So if you say things that people know, you know, when he says wages are rising, everyone knows that it's outpaced by inflation, that their paycheck isn't going as far. So people look at that and say, what is this guy talking about? So, you can spin a lot of things, but you can't spin people's personal finances.
Absolutely.
That's something everybody intimately knows about.
Yeah,
you
because
can't
it,
tell
it,
me
more
my
people,
personal finances are better than they are.
More people and living paycheck to paycheck than ever before, number one. Number two is more people tapping into their 401ks. And you turn around and say, don't pretend as if you handled inflation when people are going to the store and they have less and are buying less and paying more. So that's plays to your point. The other big story is of course, the border where the president addressed it, but he got booed off. Final thought, Mark Thiessen, do you think this is a president that's going to run again?
Oh, I think he is going to run again, absolutely.
Is he going to run with Harris?
Yes. I think they can't change anything. He turned in, despite the worst inflation in 40 years, worst border crisis in American history, worst crime wave since the 1990s, worst collapse in real wages in four decades. He turned in the best midterm performance of any president since John F. Kennedy, except for George W. Bush after 9/11. I think if that had not happened, if we had had a red wave, then the Democrats would be pushing him out. But now they've got no pretext to push him out because he can say, look, I delivered the best performance. You know, I'm going to do it again. I'm going to beat Trump.
Mark Thiessen, I hear you. I think Harris is in trouble. It's just I'm seeing too much. I think that they need somebody that's going to reassure people that an 82-year-old president's got a true backup. Nobody thinks she could be president. Mark Thiessen, thanks so much.
Take care.
Senator Tom Cotton coming up next.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
By government.com.
Did you hear? A recent stash of $10 gold Liberty coins from the 1800s has been found. These gorgeous gold coins are as bright and shiny as the day they were struck in the late 1800s, and less than 50 of these gold coins are available. Coin experts are calling this gold find an incredible opportunity. Call 1-888-201-7080, and you are guaranteed a $10 gold Liberty coin minted by the U.S. Mint in the 1800s. But with extremely limited availability, you must call now. These gold
gold Liberty coins from the 1800s are still in uncirculated condition. That is history you can hold in your hand. To learn more, call 1-888-201-7080. Call now, and you'll receive a free American Coin Collector's Bonus Package, a $40 value, free with every order. Call 1-888-201-7080 now to secure your $10 gold Liberty coins dated from the 1800s before they sell out. That's 1-888-201-7080.
This is an important notice to consumers facing $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or other unsecured debt. You may not be required to pay it all back because there are special programs now in effect that will significantly reduce the amount you will owe if you qualify. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. These programs, which the credit card companies like to keep secret, exist to aid American consumers struggling with overwhelming credit card debt by offering tremendous savings and real debt relief. Accredited Debt Relief has established a special hotline for you to call and learn what savings you qualify for. They've helped qualify consumers with over $1 billion in debt and are A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. So don't wait. Get the relief you need during these hard economic times. For this free information, call the Accredited Debt Relief Hotline now. Call 800-410-0011. 800-410-0011. That's 800-410-0011.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. The idea of early retirement sounds great, but the reality isn't always promising. If you have your eye on an early retirement date, aim to do several things beforehand, like planning how much you'll withdraw from your accounts each year. One popular strategy is taking out 4% of your total savings in the first year and adjust the amount for inflation in subsequent years. If you're retiring before 59 and a half, most retirement accounts charge you a 10% early withdrawal penalty, and you don't become eligible for Social Security until you're 62. So if you're retiring before this age, you must cover your expenses without it. And signing up at 62 doesn't mean that's necessarily the best decision. And always have a backup retirement plan. You might fall ill and rack up medical bills, or your investments might go south. For any situations like these, you need a fallback plan, which could mean returning back to work for a bit while you rebuild your savings. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
In August of 1970, New York attorney Bella Abzug, one of the most outspoken leaders in the growing women's movement, gave testimony on the Equal Rights Amendment.
We felt this transcendent joy, for woman's life has been imminent, as Simone de Beauvoir said. It has never been completely human, because so few of us have had this great experience that all of us have had tonight, of creating in history, of taking the torch from those great women who won us the vote 50 years ago, and carrying that torch high so that it will shine on the lives not only of our daughters, but shine in our own faces in self-affirmation.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
This is House Call for Health. Weight loss surgeries, including gastric bypass and the band, appear to reduce the risk of an early death, especially from obesity-related conditions such as cancer, diabetes, and heart disease. Researchers going through 40 years of data from nearly 22,000 bariatric surgery patients in Utah, discovering that compared to people of similar weight, those who had one of four types of weight loss surgery were less likely to die from any cause. And the drop was more dramatic when looking at specific causes of death, such as heart disease, diabetes, or cancer. Further research is needed to figure out exactly what's behind the lower risk. Bariatric surgery has been in practice since the 1950s. Doctors in 2020 alone conducted more than 198,000 bariatric surgery procedures in the U.S. The report appears in the journal Obesity. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
He'll make your head spin. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Welcome back. Senator Tom Cotton joins us now, Senator Armed Services Committee, Judiciary Committee, ranking member of the Subcommittee on Criminal Justice and Counterterrorism in the Senate. Senator Tom Cotton, welcome.
Hey, Brian, thanks for having me on again. I appreciate you.
No problem. So we barely got a mention of Russia being the enemy that they are and being the bloodthirsty, aggressive nation that they are displaying themselves to be. And just he's going to continue to fund the Iraq-Ukraine war. But in a way, he's prolonging the agony. And you write about that in today's column in the Wall Street Journal.
Yeah, Brian, it was a very curious speech, and I was watching the clock. I think it was an hour before Joe Biden mentioned any threats to America, to include the gravest threat to our way of life we've ever faced, the Chinese communists. It's almost as if they, you know, finished up the speech Sunday afternoon at Camp David and celebrated over some ice cream, and someone realized, oh, we haven't said anything about the world or foreign policy. He spent more time on baggage fees than he did on the war in Ukraine or the Chinese Communist Party floating a balloon all across middle America. I think these are just examples of Biden projecting weakness and timidity. And as I write in the Wall Street Journal today, it's had a real cost for us and for our interests around the world. And then the president and Democrats, you know, like to pat themselves on the back for helping arm Ukraine. But first, Joe Biden tempted Vladimir Putin in his first year in office to do what Putin has always wanted to do, which is reassemble the Russian Empire by conquering Ukraine. You know, whether it was allowing Russia to continue construction of the Nord Stream 2 pipeline or giving them a no-strings-attached extension of the New START treaty, our only arms control treaty with Russia, which even the Biden State Department admits Russia is violating, to looking the other way on the Colonial Pipeline hack, to stopping arms shipments early in his administration to Ukraine. Time after time after time, Joe Biden projected weakness to Putin. And then, of course, the debacle in Afghanistan telegraphed that Joe Biden didn't have what it took to defend their interests. It's not a coincidence that Putin began to marshal his invasion force on the border of Ukraine just weeks after the collapse of Kabul. And even since the war has begun, Brian, Joe Biden's tendency, his instinct has always been half measures. You can have ammunition, but not artillery. You can have artillery, but not long-range artillery. Okay, you can have long-range artillery, but not armor. Well, okay, well, we'll give you infantry fighting vehicles, but not tanks. Okay, we'll give you tanks, but not F-16s or long-range missiles. So I think it's just a matter of time until those other weapons ultimately get to Ukraine. All these weapons have gotten there too slowly, though, and they force Ukraine to fight to take back territory as opposed to defending their territory from the very beginning.
Right. The Russians have lost hundreds of thousands, maybe close to 200,000 people. It's stunning. But you write this. This is the most telling line. The alternative to funding the Ukraine is not peace. It's not war or peace. What it is they absorb Ukraine, they continue to fight, and then we're going to say this going to be they're going to be fortified, they're going to be stronger, they're going to learn from it, and sooner or later we're going to be directly involved with this. He has to explain that to the American people. You should not have to.
Yeah. You know, Brian, I wish it were the case that we could end the war today and Ukraine could reclaim all of its territory and Russia would be chastened. That's simply not the case. What we would have is what's sometimes known as a frozen conflict. That's typically the case under Vladimir Putin, you know, twice in Chechnya, now twice in Ukraine, twice in Georgia, in Moldova, interventions in Syria between Armenia and Azerbaijan. Putin has never once, you know, resolved one of these military conflicts with a negotiated compromise and a peace agreement. It always just basically is Putin calling a halt, holding on to what he seized, and then rebuilding power for more action later. That's what happened in Ukraine in 2014 to 2022. And if we withdrew our support from Ukraine, again, we wouldn't have peace. We would have a Russian victory with Russia holding militarily strategic terrain right in Ukraine, holding much of Ukraine's industry and agriculture, being able to rebuild its strength, and at a time and opportunity of its choosing, restarting that war, perhaps taking all of Ukraine. Moldova could be the next on the chopping block. That's the side of one of those frozen conflicts, and that brings Russia deep into the heart of Europe on the border of multiple NATO countries. I understand and I agree with those who say that China is the greatest threat we face, but if we allow this war to come to an unsatisfactory conclusion in Ukraine, we can't focus our resources on China, we'll have to put those resources in Europe for a longer time and face constant risk of two fronts of conflict. Much better to have Ukraine win, to have a stable and durable peace in Europe so we can focus more of our efforts on China and the Western Pacific.
There's no doubt about it. He did barely brought up China and says we want a competition, not conflict. But China has a different message. They did not return our call yesterday after spying on us with this balloon. Final thought on China's the next step there?
Well, you know, when someone comes up to you and punches you right in the mouth, Brian, you can say that you don't want conflict, but conflict has already begun. So the choice is only whether to win or lose. And China has been punching America metaphorically in the mouth for decades in multiple ways. So I'm mystified by the president's consistent rhetorical trick of saying we don't seek a Cold War. The Cold War is already here with us. The only choice is whether we win or we lose. And, you know, what started out as a spy balloon last week quickly became a trial balloon, a test of Joe Biden's resolve and strength. I think it's clear that he failed that test. I can tell your listeners, we easily could have shot down that balloon over the Aleutians. It was not much more complicated than giving the order to fire to our great pilots who were up there. But there was a conscious decision at the highest reaches of this administration not to shoot it down. And I got to say that I think the leaders in Beijing were kind of laughing in astonishment at Joe Biden all last week when he allowed it to just float on its merry way all across America. I mean, it was like a Babylon Bee headline that President Biden says he'll shoot down the spy balloon when it's finished its spy mission. That actually became his policy.
Chinese company got rejected in North Dakota. They're going to buy a corn mill project right by a military base. 5-0 unanimous vote Monday from the Grand Forks City Council to not sell it to the Chinese company. That shows at least the American business community is starting to wake up. Final thought?
Yeah, I'm pleased with that. I've worked with Senators Cramer and Hoeven from North Dakota on that for over a year. We don't need to have Chinese companies owning land and building tall superstructures right next to militarily sensitive bases. I wish the Department of Defense had gotten out a little bit earlier and said, no way, no how can we allow this to happen, had overruled some of the China dubs in places like the Treasury Department. I'm glad they finally went on the record and that the good people of Grand Forks and their elected representatives decided to stop it.
Senator Tom Cotton, thanks so much. Appreciate it. Dr. Todd Rose next, Education America.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in a Holiday Market shopping center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop. Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens. Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke, and we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest, Sundays, here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR 1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right, even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
And others want to finally learn how to play an instrument. The survey states it's important to keep striving in life, and getting older has given them a new perspective that makes them more driven to achieve ambitions and try new experiences. Most say they consider themselves young and are confident that time is on their side to fulfill lifelong goals. Age should never stop or block anyone from trying new things. Age is just a number. So go do what you want to do today. Janicine, Fox News.
You want truth, you demand. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Folks, we all know 12 years of education is not enough to win the economic competition of 21st century. You want to have the best educated workforce, let's finish the job by providing access to preschool for 3 and 4 years old. Let's finish the job and connect students to career opportunities starting in high school. Provide access to 2 years of community college. The best career training in America, in addition to being a pathway to a 4-year degree.
That is the president last night, a State of the Union address, period, where he's talking about education. Republicans probably would have led with it if they were writing a speech like that, because that's how Glenn Youngkin got there. That's one thing about the pandemic. It exposed a lot of this left-wing bias with these school boards, and then we find out what kids were actually learning in school. And how does that apply to colleges, where sometimes these private schools cost $70,000, $80,000 a year? Is it worth it, especially when you get your kid back and they really hate the country? Dr. Todd Rose with us right now, the co-founder and president of Populous. So great to see you.
You too.
Your thoughts on the speech, the education portion, what he just said.
Well, look, I think it's his part about saying, look, we've got to make high school prepare kids for careers is definitely in line with what we're seeing in the research. But the idea that it really means funneling more and more kids to college and trying to subsidize that is just out of step with where the public is.
So you're talking about vocational. I mean, if you want to learn a trade, that's just your ticket.
It is. And the thing is what we're seeing is, you know, we just published a 4-year study of the trade-off priorities the American public have for K-12 education. Biggest study that I know of ever. And let me just point a couple things out. One is the enormous appetite for change that the public has. 71% of Americans say more things need to change than stay the same about their local schools. Never seen that kind of appetite for change. Second, and I think this is the really big one, the role of college prep, which is basically the point of K-12 right now. Going into the pandemic, it was ranked as the 10th highest priority for the American public out of 57 things. Now, it has plummeted to 47th. And in its place, they want careers. They want career prep and practical skills.
Very interesting, because you said now the states are combining that with taking out the college requirement for a lot of these jobs. How does that fit into the puzzle?
Well, I think this is really important, right? Because right now colleges have a monopoly on opportunity, and there's a stranglehold. And so the truth is, look, some jobs do require a college diploma, but the vast majority of them, it's just decorative. And so you're seeing state after state, like Pennsylvania, Josh Shapiro just gutted 93% of the jobs didn't actually require a diploma. And so he's taken that requirement away. You're seeing company after company all around the country realizing this is a barrier to opportunity, not an enabler.
So if they do that, then people turn around and go, yeah, I'm not going to pay that state school fee. I'm not going to pay the tuition for a private school because it's not really hindering me. That'll cause these colleges maybe to drop their price or change their curriculum.
Look, I went to college. I think it's good for some people, but they've got to prove their value, right? They don't get to just force us to send our kids there and do whatever they want because they can't get a career any other way. This will force competition, and the best colleges will survive, and the ones that can't offer value will go away.
Right. So when you see 8 separate states now are going to provide the money that would go to private school to the individual and say you can use it for private public school, you can use it for private school if you want, whether it's charter or just a Catholic school, parochial school, what do you think about that trend and what it's going to produce?
Well, for me, I'm a big believer in free markets and in competition. And right now, public education is simply not responsive to the priorities of the public. And there's no better way to force them to respond than to increase competition.
Put them in a game.
Yes. And so the thing is, look, it's the taxpayers' money to begin with. So let the taxpayers make the choice on behalf of their own children. I trust those families to make those choices, and it's time that our leaders trust them as well.
Right, and if you put them there and every day is an open house and the public school does what the private schools does, they try to, unless it's one of these elite schools that have trouble even have to turn a lot of people away, like what's happening in New York, there's about 11 charter schools all queued up, ready to go with teachers. They can't get partial the funding.
That's right.
Because teachers unions,
that's right,
don't want these charter schools out there.
Yeah, of course they don't, right? Like, I mean, again, if you're a monopoly, you don't want competition. So it's on us as the public to demand that, because it is a better reflection of the will of the people right now than the way the system is operating.
Is it because of the quality of the education, the curriculum in between? What is it?
Well, when you look at what the public says, is it's no longer practical. The American public is deeply pragmatic. They just want their kid to learn to think for themselves, to have some practical skills, get out of the basement, be a productive member of society, have a meaningful career. And they have lost faith that that is the purpose of our education system now.
And what has the pandemic done for your cause?
Look, the pandemic completely reordered the public's priorities. Before the pandemic, they were largely going along with what their sort of benevolent overlords told them they should want. They got forced to watch their kids learn online and weren't very happy with what they saw. And now parents are demanding more of a say, and that's not going to go away. And you're seeing smart politicians realizing that and leaning into it, enabling parents rather than teachers' unions to decide what kids learn.
You saw what happened with Glenn Youngkin. He really won on that issue. And then Governor DeSantis is taking on African-American studies for AP exams, saying that I'm all for it, but not if you're going to bring up things that have nothing to do with this that seem to be pushing a CRT agenda.
Right. And I think what's really important there is he's not saying let's not talk about African-American studies and let's not talk about things like slavery, but we don't need to inject a particular view like CRT and overlay that over a discussion of something as important as that topic.
So you said the top 5 privately held priorities. Just tell me if you agree with this. 5, all students receive the unique support that they need throughout their learning. Students can demonstrate basic reading, writing, and arithmetic. Students demonstrate character, honesty, and kindness. They are able to think critically, to problem solve, and make decisions. And students develop practical skills prepare a meal, make an appointment, you work a checkbook, have a bank account. These are the things that people want from school.
Yes. And what is really important is that's not just parents that want that. That's the general public wants that for other people's kids as well. So we've got an enormous mismatch between the American public's priorities mm-hmm. and what this system is doing. And something has to give.
So when you see these teachers don't have a choice, they got to join a union in most cities, whether they want to or not. They watch where they take a lot of their money and they're voting for only a Democratic candidate and they're frustrated. They'll say to me, well, what do you want me to do? If I don't become a member of the union, I'm not going to get a job, especially with this highly competitive places like Long Island.
Yeah. And look, I actually think the biggest winner of competition is teachers. Because, look, they don't go in there to be just a union member or classroom management.
Yeah,
they
I have enormous respect for teachers.
Absolutely.
I'm not somebody who's critical and saying, wow, they get paid too much. I don't think they get paid enough.
No, and their union's failing them.
Right. They're not responsive to it. And, for example, with the pandemic, money comes into these districts. How much money do you think went to the teachers, the ones who cared? You know how hard it was for them right. to set up the Zoom calls and curriculum to get them to pay attention, to put their camera on, to understand how you did that for a second grader? So what they did is they put money out of their pockets, ran to Staples, buy all this apparatus to try to get them. You think they even got a thank you from their management?
They should have got hazard pay. Right?
Absolutely. They
really are heroes, the individual teachers that move mountains on behalf of our kids, and the structure of that system and its political capture is not serving anybody, right? Not teachers, not students, right. not families, not the country.
So Dr. Todd Rose is here. Todd, tell me your background, which led you to this.
My background, so I was previously a professor at Harvard, left before that. But I will say I care a lot about education, even though it's only one of the things we do at Populous. Because my own background is I grew up in rural America and I actually fell out of high school. So
you did?
I did. 0.9 GPA. So I feel like I might be the only one that's gone from that to Harvard.
To Harvard. And what turned it around?
Well, I got married when I was 19, had a child, ended up on welfare, and realized that I had to change my life on behalf of my children. And got my GED and went to college at night at a local school in Ogden, Utah. And figured out about myself, figured out what do I do for a career, and it really opened a lot of doors for me.
What did it do for you in your quest to find out the perfect system for education?
Well, I learned that, you know, we're deeply individual, and there's so much potential out there, but it's about helping kids get a great fit between their individuality and their learning environment. And when you do that, you unlock not only passion, but enormous contribution that people can make to society.
Right. And that's how to reach a kid that sometimes the curriculum won't. Instead of just saying, well, that kid doesn't pay attention.
Exactly.
Well, what's going on there?
Exactly. And so I'm excited about the future of education right now, because if we get this right, if we just lean into what the American public wants, you're going to see an unlocking of unbelievable American capabilities that will set us up for the next century in a way that we are not right now.
But are you concerned that parents should weigh in on the goal?
Yes.
But I think education is an expertise.
Yes.
So, for example, I can't teach a class. I know how to spell, but I can't teach you how to spell. I don't know how to keep fourth graders under control and get them to pay attention outside maybe the front row. So that's a skill, and that's something that has to be learned. So how do you balance between what the parents want and what the educators know?
Yeah, well, this is a really important distinction, right? Parents, by and large, don't really want to weigh in on the how, right? They assume that the teacher understands, and they should. The teacher is the expert on the how. But in terms of the what, that's up to the parents. That's up to the American public to decide what the goals of education should be. That's not up to the teachers' union. That's not up to politicians.
Right. But when you look at where it might have gotten off track, there's a sense that conspiracy theorists, whatever you want to call them, that someone intentionally got schools off track and got them thinking a certain way. And when you see cartoons roll out from Disney, which are blatantly anti-American and pro-1619, they came out this week that you see on Hulu.
Yeah.
People saying that's more proof there's somebody pulling the strings behind the scenes that don't want this country to be successful.
Right. But here's my thing, which is I believe in bottom-up solutions, not top-down. So when we enable parents and communities to make the decisions about what it is kids should learn, we're not going to see a lot of that, right? Because we know where the American public is. Again, deeply practical. They just want kids to be prepared to be productive citizens and make a contribution through meaningful careers.
You know, it's interesting. I watched Joe Manchin yesterday say that I want people to have financial literacy in K through 12. Everybody should understand, like, what I never learned about the stock market in school. If I was able, with an elective, to take a business course, maybe I would have went there. And I've asked kids they're going through now, and they go, no, I don't really know any of that. What was not interesting, to be able to watch the ticker every day and understand what's going on?
Yeah. So then it begs the question, like, what are they learning? Right. Like, this is the thing, and I think this is what makes parents and the public so frustrated, is we spend an unbelievable amount of money on education in this country, and we have kids coming out that can't even balance a checkbook, don't understand how the stock market works, let alone we don't teach civics anymore. And we're not preparing them for careers. The only thing K-12 does is prepare them to go to college where they have to learn for 4 more years on their own dime.
All right. And what's next for you to examine if this is going to take place? We've got 8 states making their own choice when it comes to schools. Many more want to do it. I don't know many Democratic states signing up for it. What do you think?
Look, I actually think that any politician worth their salt is reading the tea leaves and realizing this is the end of compliance culture in general. Parents want to say, and they're very upset with what's going on in education. So you're seeing a lot of that responsiveness. I never imagined we'd have 8 states wanting to give money directly to kids, funding kids, but here we are, and that's not going to slow down.
What's interesting is Arizona might be undoing what they did with Katie Hobbs.
Yeah, and you know, the problem is you'll see a backlash to that because parents want more of a say. They know a lot about what they want for their kid, and they're just not going back to just turning their kid over to the system and trusting that they know what's best.
If people want to see more about your study, where can they go?
Populous.org. The full report's up there.
All right, great. And that's, by the way, it's spelt, just to make sure everybody knows, P-O-P-U-L-A-S-C-E.
Right. It just means the people.
That got it. Understood. Dr. Todd Rose, thanks so much.
Thanks for
having me. Appreciate it. Back in a moment.
Expanding your knowledge base. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
This is Matt Crowder live at the gas station on 41st Street reporting on those skyrocketing gas prices. Excuse me, miss. Are you buying less gas now because of the high prices?
Oh, I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Well, does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Well, there you have it. Stop paying full price for gas. Download the free Upside app and get real cash back every time you buy gas. This is Matt Crowder, Radio News Network. Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code DRAG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code DRAG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code DRAG.
Chris, this needs to go to Parkville by 3.
Joy to the holiday packages that keep coming at Jimenez Couriers.
Coming your way, but the drop-off location is changing.
She needs delivery drivers with the gift of punctuality.
Anyone looking to pick up some overtime? Anyone?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Bonus track with Laura Engel.
Taking you deep inside the music.
You may have heard Ozzy Osbourne has announced his retirement from touring, but that doesn't mean he can't earn some extra money doing a commercial for the big Super Bowl game next weekend. I'm going Ozzy Osbourne is dressed to impress, sporting a shirt and tie as part of a big money Super Bowl ad campaign for the workplace software company Workday.
Who's the new guy?
I don't know, but he's supposed to be some kind of rock star.
Ozzy attracts the attention of his fictional co-workers, asking them a menacing question to introduce himself.
Which one are you, once a piercing?
As we know, advertising space during the Super Bowl is big business, with 30-second slots this year costing up to $6 million. Workday's campaign is themed around rock stars in the workplace and is also set to feature Joan Jett. Laura Engel, Fox News.
I'm Ashley DeBorkin with the Fox Celebrity Profile with Jessica Williams, who joins Jason Segel and Harrison Ford for the new Apple TV Plus comedy, Shrinking.
I kind of signed on to Shrinking with maybe only two episodes written at the time, and I just knew that I really, really loved the work of Bill Lawrence and Brett Goldstein and Jason Segel a lot, so it was kind of a no-brainer. They kind of had a loose idea of how they wanted Gabby to be, and they said that they were open to collaborating to figure her out.
Was the cast chemistry kind of immediate?
Yeah. You know, I have a lot of great chemistry with Krista, and with Harrison Ford, it really took me a second to get used to his face in real life, because I think I just had grown up seeing his face. So you go, oh, you're right in front of me. So once I got, like, you know, kind of past that, which took about maybe a couple days to a week, then I was able to kind of maybe be more present and spontaneous, I think. And then with Jason, we clicked pretty quickly.
Ashley DeBorkin, Fox News.
His mouth to your ears. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Big Oil just reported its profits, record profits. Last year they made $200 billion in the midst of a global energy crisis. I think it's outrageous. Why? They invested too little of that profit to increase domestic production. And when I talk to a couple of them, they say, we're afraid you're going to shut down all the oil wells and all the oil refineries anyway, so why should we invest in them? I said, we're going to need oil for at least another decade, and that's going to exceed and beyond that. We're going to need it.
Does he realize how stupid a statement that was? I'm not sure it was in the text of his speech. Oh, yeah, go ahead and make go build a billion-dollar refinery, maybe two of them, because for 10 more years we'll use it. And then you'll have all your money. It'll just become a piece of art. We'll melt it down and make bullets. What is he talking about? He actually thinks we're going to be done with oil? Done with oil and gas in 10 years? He is delusional. Or he hangs out with John Kerry too much. They laughed at him. Does he understand that? And does he also understand that he doesn't permit, they don't allow the fracking, they're pushing back on oil drilling, and because you limit supply when it comes to pipelines, including what comes out of Alaska, it makes what you have more valuable, and it's a global market. Global market. That's what you're talking about. And I don't think a refinery's been built here in quite some time, and they're smart. And when oil and gas companies were losing money during the pandemic, did anybody write them a check? No. They were criticized for even bringing it up. Barry, listening in Los Angeles. Hey, Barry.
Hey, Brian. First of all, that last guest, his first topic about employers stop hiring people with graduate degrees or undergraduate degrees. Yeah. That's awesome. That was.
I never thought about it.
I've been saying that for years. That's awesome. Second, the main reason I called was I'm really tired of people like you and Tom Cotton keep telling us that Putin's going to keep going after Ukraine.
He is.
When at the same time, as Tom Cotton said, and I agree with, the main reason Putin invaded was because of all the stuff that Biden had done to encourage him to do so. You're talking out of
showing
both sides.
No, Barry, it's a good point. It's a good point. No. I'll make it clear. And I don't mind you challenging me, and I know a lot of people agree with you. I have no problem with what you're saying. Obviously, you're a smart guy. What he's showing is weakness in doing those things. If you show strength, people pay attention. I know it's the law of the jungle and you think we move past it as a society, but not the people against us. If you show weakness, they take advantage. And that's what Afghanistan showed. And when and stopping weapons shipments there that was already en route from the Trump administration showed, but telling them they're going to invade, telling them, watching them invade, not doing anything to stop it, that all led to the weakness. The same way he took a portion of Georgia,
He'll take Moldova in the blink of an eye. He's already infiltrating into the Baltic nations' elections. He will keep moving there. So that's the dissemination. But thanks for the call. Eric in California. Hey, Eric.
Hey, Brian. Hey, your last guest was speaking on education. And, you know, I'm a teacher, been in the business for over 20 years. I moved from mathematics into shop classes. And I can tell you that the elephant in the room, in my opinion, is the parents. And we don't address this. The people that are going to take the money and take their kids and go to a different school are the parents that we don't need to talk to. The parents that we need to talk to, we can't reach. They're not compliant. They have no concern over disciplining their kids.
It's so interesting. You're
has
right.
Anybody, yeah. Has anything been done to bring in the parents, the P word?
I know.
The dreaded you can't say that word, you know?
I know. Eric, that's a good point. I love getting calls from educators. Because it's so frustrating when you can't get parents to show up for Parent Teacher's Day or respond to any of your calls or inquiries and say you got concerns about your kid and you care more than the parent seems to. So you're right. I don't know how to get involved in that, but it would be worth discussing, worth really discussing to see how to do it, get other educators and see how they handle it. It's hard to get parents to care and do what they're supposed to do. It's not enough to have a kid. You got to stay with that kid, and some don't have any.
This is an important notice to consumers facing $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or other unsecured debt. You may not be required to pay it all back because there are special programs now in effect that will significantly reduce the amount you will owe if you qualify. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. These programs, which the credit card companies like to keep secret, exist to aid American consumers struggling with overwhelming credit card debt by offering tremendous savings and real debt relief. Accredited Debt Relief has established a special hotline for you to call and learn what savings you qualify for. They've helped qualify consumers with over $1 billion in debt and are A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. So don't wait. Get the relief you need during these hard economic times. For this free information, call the Accredited Debt Relief Hotline now. Call 800-410-0011. 800-410-0011. That's 800-410-0011.
When it comes to best breakfast, you know Black Bear Diner is the place to be. But have you considered feeding your dinner bear there? Nothing says comfort like slow-cooked pot roast, house-made meatloaf, or a tender breaded chicken fried steak. These dinners will take you back to the best home cooking comfort you know. Serve daily at Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us. What shall we do
about them? The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The death toll from the Turkish earthquake is nearing 30,000 now. UN Humanitarian Chief Martin Griffiths says many victims remain trapped under the debris of buildings that have been shattered from two shakers.
It's deeply, deeply, deeply shocking. The idea that these mountains of rubble still hold people, some of them still alive, many of them dead. We haven't yet begun to really count the ultimate number who may have died.
Meanwhile, former Missouri Republican Senator Jim Talent says the worst of the disaster, it's been the worst disaster in a long time.
Not since, the tsunami in Indonesia in 2004. I think it's going to be comparable in the sense that everybody's saying we're likely to have six figures of casualties. When this sort of thing happens, I always worry about the New Madrid seismic zone in southeast Missouri, which covers five states. It's actually...
This is SRN News. Meanwhile, Nicaragua's ruling Brazil's current president. Syrian President Assad taking advantage of the chaos of this week's devastating 7.8 earthquake to bomb a rebel-held city north of Aleppo this week. damaged by the shaker. Former Missouri GOP Senator Jim Talon says evil does exist, even in tragedy.
It's the breakdown of humane norms as a result of the decline in American leadership and American power, so that the people who are aggressive, who cause these things by their aggression and by their inhumanity, are not deterred as well.
Speaking with the Salem Radio Network, Talon says there is a way to hold evil at bay.
The answer is strong American leadership backed up by American power that produces peace through strength.
Check out the latest news. Read the best analysis, both at townhall.com.
You take the time to really get to know your body, you find that the root causes of its aches and pains are usually simple. The older we get, the more exercise we undertake, and the more injuries we sustain, the more inflammation our bodies suffer from. It's so simple. And my answer to that pain is Relief Factor, which I discovered years ago and take every single day to great effect. It helps the body to fight off inflammation, and I've never found anything that worked better in my life. I can't recommend it enough. 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference. Relieffactor.com.
The government of oil-rich Norway is looking to donate $7.3 billion in a multi-year support package to Ukraine.
The money would make the Scandinavian country one of the world's top donors to war-torn Ukraine. Norway's prime minister says the money would be used for military and civilian assistance over 5 years. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said recently the European Union's economic, humanitarian, and military support for Ukraine so far amounts to 50 billion euros.
Jeremy House reports Norway is not an EU member, but it gave Ukraine more than $1 billion in civilian and military aid last year. New Zealand police found more than 3 tons of cocaine floating in a remote part of the Pacific Ocean after it was dropped there by an international drug smuggling syndicate. Police say the cocaine dropped at a floating transit point in 81 bales before it was intercepted by the Navy is the nation's largest drug seizure. Townhall.com. Big weekend for food. Americans set to consume some 1.45 billion chicken wings.
That's according to the National Chicken Council. And some of them will be boneless and thus not actual chicken wings. The boneless wing is a thriving and delicious deception. It's part of a subset of foods that are popular but also aren't really what they say they are. Think baby carrots or mock crab meat or plant-based burgers. In the case of boneless wings, though, there's a reason behind it. They're more cost-effective. And yet some say they're an interesting example of marketing manipulation. John Scott reporting.
Spring training opens Monday in Florida and Arizona. There'll be lots of new changes this year, like pitch clocks, limits on defensive shifts, and larger bases. Players reporting early ahead of the World Baseball Classic. Opening day is March 30th. You can check out more on these stories by logging on to townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hopper takes over your commercial, I'll hop with the hop. Where the apps are the coolest and the music is the smoothest with the hop.
Thank you for calling B&T Satellite at 241-3474. That's 241-DISH.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley. Are you missing Newsmax? Call me because I make TV easy and I can get it back for you. My phone number is 241-3474. In case you didn't hear that, that's 530-241-3474. Or visit us at 1007 Dana Drive, Redding, California. Check us out on the internet at btsatellite.com. Shasta County's only DISH Premier retailer. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Arizona, the most approachable radio host in America. It's Brian Kilmeade.
latest moments of the Brian Kilmeade Show. Don't look for me at 48th and 6th on the 15th floor. I've picked up steaks and I've gone to beautiful Glendale, Arizona. I would say it's beautiful, but not quite yet. I'd say it's about 32 degrees. But I'm not complaining, even though I'm outdoors, right outside the State Farm Stadium, where it's going to be a very interesting game. It's good to see America back. It's good to see this, the streets teeming with people and two fervent fan bases. Not to put down any other city, but there's certain cities that are kind of take back and listen, take back and just watch my team. That's not the Eagles fans. That's not the Chiefs fans. And before we get to my great guests at the bottom of the hour, Tony Dungy, Super Bowl winning coach and Hall of Famer, and Admiral Stravita standing by. Quickly, let's go to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
I did some math. Arizona will be my 25th Super Bowl for the league. Almost as important, the 57th. They'll have the highlights, the pregame, 48 hours to kick off.
Number two.
Weaponization of government. The hearings began, emotions ran high, and even a whistleblower was brought to tears. We'll discuss.
Number one.
More than a balloon, let's try a fleet. That's how Intel describes the surveillance ship China sent across our country. But the president says no big deal. For me, that's not acceptable. But why worry about what I say when Admiral James Stravitas is standing by? He's the 16th Supreme Allied Commander of NATO, currently a member of the Carlyle Group, best-selling author, and if anyone knows about the weaponization of balloons, it's him. So, Admiral, is this a big deal? That balloon that was shot down on Saturday?
Of course it is. But before we even get there, I have to say the first time I went up in a balloon was not a spy balloon, but it was not too far from where you are now. It was in Albuquerque, New Mexico. I actually went to high school in Tempe, Arizona, right near where you are, and I was playing a tennis tournament in New Mexico and actually went up in a balloon. But let's stay with the Chinese balloons. Of course, it's a big deal. And we're learning more about the extreme segmentation of this, not just attacking the United States, but really across the world. So we got a lot to learn. And frankly, as we've talked about a couple of times already, Brian, we need to be more aggressive in facing up to the Chinese threat. And I think this has been a pretty good example of how they stole a march on us and ended up with this, evidently not just this balloon, but at least three or four previous ones. So clearly, we have work to do.
I'll put you in Central Command, and you hear about a balloon going over 10 days ago, or maybe more than that now, the Aleutia Islands off the coast of Alaska. What do you recommend? Not from what you know now, but from what you knew then.
I think even then I would have recommended to the president, and it would be a presidential decision, clearly, to shoot it down while it was over unpopulated areas, hopefully over water. But certainly there's plenty of wide open space up there. And it's important to remember, Brian, by the way, up in that part of the world, it's not just the United States. U.S. and Canada come together to create NORAD, North American Air Defense. It's centered in Colorado, but that's where all that information is fused. If I had been the commander of U.S. Northern Command and in that command center in NORAD, I would have been talking constantly to our Canadian colleagues and tried to figure out a place to shoot it down earlier, certainly, than letting it get overpopulated portions of the United States.
Is it easier for the most part to recover something if it's taken down over land or sea?
That's a smart question to ask. I am going to go with over the land. If you can get it in a non-populated kind of area, there are some advantages to something that goes down at sea, but here the negative, Brian, is simply the seawater, and particularly if it's in deep water. Probably the sweet spot would be to take it down in a deforested, depopulated area. That's kind of ideal. We didn't have that particular choice, I don't think, early on. It was either going to be above very forested Alaskan Canadian land or out at sea off the Aleutians. Probably with those two choices, might have let it broach land, but take it before it could get to anything that it could really provide intelligence to the Chinese.
You know, you probably have people you can call and find out, and there was private briefings that, given yesterday. But the fact that there were English writing on it, meaning that it came from a Western country, more than likely ours, what does that tell you?
Well, first, it tells you, you know, the world is interconnected and global, and that there is a great deal of access to U.S. technology around the world. And frankly, if you cracked open weapon systems that the Russians are using against the Ukrainians, you would probably find some U.S. components there. We still make an enormous number of chips here. We don't make the super high-end ones that are made in Taiwan. But frankly, you don't need super high-end chips to run something like this. So point one is it's a global industry. And point two is we have to do a better job of policing where U.S. technology ends up. Where we don't want it, obviously, is in the hands of the Russians, the Iranians, the North Koreans, and above all, the Chinese.
I want you to do what David Petraeus said yesterday with Neil Cavuto, Cut 10.
Well, it's puzzling. And what's even more puzzling to me, Neil, and when I testified before the House Intelligence Committee yesterday, I raised the fact that this begs the question of what kind of approval process is there in China for this kind of what is very, very sensitive activity. If the process went all the way to the top and they said, sure, let's float a balloon that everyone will be able to see right over the continental United States, that causes some concern, given the very provocative and blatant nature of this.
So he was wondering, what's the chain of command there? Do they want to do this? Do they want to blow up the meeting with the Secretary of State? Do they want to be seen? These are the questions that even you guys have.
Yeah, my response, and I agree as usual with my friend and shipmate, David Petraeus. First of all, I'm not a big believer in coincidences when it comes to big geopolitical events. So here's my theory of the case. The U.S., concludes a basing agreement with the Philippines that will put U.S. troops, aircraft, sensors 200 miles from Taiwan. Number two, the U.S. stands up, commissions the first new Marine Corps base in 70 years. That's in Guam, a place called Camp Blaze. That provides the forces that could flow forward. U.S. Marines have a pretty strong reputation, shall we say, in the Pacific. I think that's number two. And number three, new Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy, is talking, I think quite appropriately, about taking a trip to Taiwan. So there's real displeasure in Beijing. And again, I don't think it's a coincidence. I think that this is a deliberate action. Now, I don't know that. I'm not sure anybody on the Western side of the equation does, because their processes are very opaque. But that would be my guess.
So having said everything you said,
Brian, let me add one other point that's important here. Many, many times when I was a combatant commander for 4 years as Supreme Allied Commander, and before that 3 years in Latin America and the Caribbean, whenever there was a very high-level U.S. visit, say the president was going somewhere or the Secretary of Defense, we would step back from significant clandestine intelligence gathering for exactly those kind of reasons. That's another reason I think this almost had to be a deliberate action.
And they want their stuff back. Forget it. Here's what President Biden said yesterday to Telemundo Noticias. He's not going to speak to Fox on Sunday, but he'll talk to Telemundo Noticias in Spanish. Cut one.
It's not a major breach. I mean, look, it's a violation of international law. It's our airspace. And once it comes in our space, we can do what we want with it.
So is he downplaying that, or is he accurately portraying that?
You'd have to ask him that question.
Is it accurate, though?
In my perspective, this is a big deal. It is clearly a violation of international airspace. It is clearly illegal under international law. The minute that thing comes, by the way, not even over U.S. land, but when it comes over our exclusive economic zone, our contiguous zone, and then our territorial seas, it's under our control. We can do what we want with it, and it is a big deal.
Thank you. I think it is a big deal. The other thing that I find disturbing is, oh, yeah, we didn't really know about this. It breached it 4 years ago. And, by the way, there's a fleet going around the world. Excuse me? You didn't know about it? We're just realizing it, and there's a fleet? You can't have it both ways.
Yeah, the commander of U.S. Northern Command, who is and ought to be on the hot seat for this, referred to this as a domain awareness gap, which I think is Pentagon speak for we screwed this up, boss. And we ought to simply realize that. And, you know, things are going to surprise us in the world, and we're going to learn new things as our opponents take measures. This is not some kind of egregious fire everybody failure, but it is a moment to say, okay, we got caught, and let's do better.
All right, Admiral, final thought about the game Sunday. Who do you want to prevail? Who will prevail?
Well, I've got to go with the Eagles. My family, my parents grew up in Allentown, Pennsylvania, and so we've got a ton of Eagle fans, and all I want is a great game, but I'm hoping for the Eagles.
Go get them, Admiral. Always love having you on. Thank you.
Thanks, Brian. Talk soon. Bye.
All right. I just can't root for the Eagles. It's just not in me. But I will say that Jacksonville, where the Admiral spends a lot of his time, the Jaguars, very upbeat about their prospects for next year. They really feel that they could be here. We'll see. All right, you listen to the Brian Kilmeade Show. We're on the road in beautiful Glendale, Arizona. Brett Michaels joins me, and then Tony Dungy. Don't move.
Diving deep into today's top stories, it's Brian Kilmeade.
By GovNet.com.
Did you hear? A recent stash of $10 gold Liberty coins from the 1800s has been found. These gorgeous gold coins are as bright and shiny as the day they were struck in the late 1800s, and less than 50 of these gold coins are available. Coin experts are calling this gold find an incredible opportunity. Call 1-888-201-7080, and you are guaranteed a $10 gold Liberty coin minted by the U.S. Mint in the 1800s. But with extremely limited availability, you must call now. These gold Liberty coins from the 1800s are still in uncirculated condition. That is history you can hold in your hand. To learn more, call 1-888-201-7080. Call now, and you'll receive a free American Coin Collector's Bonus Package, a $40 value, free with every order. Call 1-888-201-7080 now to secure your $10 gold Liberty coins dated from the 1800s before they sell out. That's 1-888-201-7080.
What does it feel like to file with TaxSlayer and get your guaranteed maximum refund? It feels like the last level of a video game, facing off against the final boss who stands between you and your refund.
All your refund is belong to me.
Using the power of TaxSlayer like a secret power-up he doesn't see coming.
Only the most tax-confident can defeat me.
Throwing your laptop at his video game face and watching him crumble into a giant pile of shiny coin tax refunds.
Oh, not fair. You use TaxSlayer.
Save up to 80% when you file with TaxSlayer. Start for free.
You're going to feel a puff of air.
John's Optometry has set their sights on staffing up.
Try the next line. Hey, Kim, can you tell our 2 o'clock we're running 15 behind? Sorry, we're a bit backed up today.
He needs an optometric technician to keep an eye on it all.
Where are the dilation drops?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Weekly RX with Dr. Nicole Sapphire.
Heading into 2023, Canada has updated its recommendations regarding alcohol, stating that no amount of alcohol is safe and recommending no more than 2 drinks a week for men and women be consumed. This is significantly more restrictive than the dietary guidelines for Americans, which is to limit alcohol intake to 2 drinks or less a day for men, or one drink or less a day for women. The reason being, alcohol is toxic. It is linked to heart disease, obesity, and many cancers. Yet many people, including myself, still consume it. Excessive alcohol use has led to more than 140,000 deaths and 3.6 million years of potential life lost each year in the United States, according to the CDC. Further, excessive drinking is responsible for about 1 in 5 deaths among adults aged 20 to 49 years. So moderation is key when it comes to consuming alcohol. If you're going to do it, be smart about it. Dr. Nicole Sapphire, Fox News.
This is House Call for Health. Showing appreciation can go a long way in improving your heart health. A new study finds reacting to stress with gratitude benefits the future of your cardiovascular health. Too much stress can be harmful to the heart. It can even increase the risk of coronary heart disease and can also lead to high blood pressure. Researchers in Ireland carried out a study of nearly 70 adults between the ages of 18 and 57, and they found a thankful worldview helps lower blood pressure during stressful situations. Changing the way you look at things could be the key to recovering from stressful circumstances in a healthy way. The researchers behind the report conducting the study because to date, little has been known about the impact of gratitude on cardiovascular recovery from acute psychological stress. The research was published in the Journal of Psychophysiology. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1989. The Soviet Union leaves Afghanistan.
General Boris Grumov crossed the bridge over the Amu Darya River. This was the final act in the withdrawal of all Soviet armed forces and services from the Republic of Afghanistan.
The government has to show clearly it has abandoned the old Stalinist class struggle approach.
Banishment for life for Pete Rose from baseball is the sad end of a sorry episode.
I gambled on other sports other than baseball. I never gambled on baseball, but I think I'm being punished pretty severely.
So the Oakland A's take a
Jim Baker, once one of this nation's most powerful televangelists, now faces a lifetime in prison.
300 East Berliners are climbing over the metal fence here towards the Berlin Wall.
News as it happened then, news as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
He'll make your head spin. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. We're here at Super Bowl 57 outside, Glendale, Arizona, outside the State Farm Stadium, a stadium that Bret Michaels just played. Bret Michaels is doing everything he can to promote the game, promote your brand new album that's out.
Thank you.
But first off, your connection to this stadium, Bret.
It's unbelievable. So this summer, we just played here out on the stadium tour. I was just here. We come back here to the amphitheater, and for 15 years, I had a ranch, have a ranch here in Arizona. And I love it, and I thank everyone in Phoenix because years ago when I had the subarachnoid brain hemorrhage, they saved my life. And sports and music combined have been therapeutic to me. And to be here at this stadium, I'm fired up. I was laughing earlier. I said, to me, the Super Bowl, it's like Christmas with cleats.
Right. Yeah, it's a great line.
Old school. It's like Christmas and cleats. You
but
know?
You're an athlete, right? You played football, played almost every position. You played quarterback, running back, defensive line, right?
All of it. And I still, to this day, you would laugh if anyone who's ever followed our tour here walking in, a bunch of the really awesome security up here, I played football with half of them, not only here. I threw baseball with Joan Jett in that stadium a couple months ago. And then, this is no lie, the girls from USANA up in Salt Lake, she goes, Brett, we played football for an hour. She goes, we were throwing football, and then you had to go up and sound check. And she goes, you had half our staff up there. And I just, for me, like I said, I truly, passionately love the game.
You know, I see kind of country music stars who are athletic. They are very fit. But, you know, in the 70s, 80s, I didn't look at rock and roll guys and say, wow, these guys are fit. That's a new thing, right? I mean, that's kind of a new thing. You guys got into shape now. It's no more of music, drugs, and everything. It seems like you guys have totally turned the page on that.
How about if we marry both of them?
Can we do that?
The party and the in-shapeness.
So you, yes.
Shapeness.
So tell me about back in the day. It's a, you say it's a truly modern-day throwback, feel-good trip anthem. And I saw the video. It shows you as a kid.
Right. So here it is. Back in the day, they can check out this brand-new video. I threw it back to the early MTV days with the green screen and tons of footage, of archive footage. So there's moving footage of me playing, you know, playing guitar. So what I did is from then, I took all these images of then. So I'm playing guitar at 3 or 4 years old, strumming it by the Christmas tree. And then the next thing is the photo of me here at the stadium on stage, strumming a guitar in front of whatever 70,000 fans, and mixed everything in between, riding dirt bikes, football, baseball, hockey, loved hockey. You know what I mean? All of it. You know, so that's what back in the day is all about. But it's been voted the feel-good song of 23. And I wrote it as a road trip anthem. All of us then or now, I take my daughters.
Right.
Just the other day, there's an amazing picture we put up on my site of me and my daughters out at the beach. I said, turn everything off, the phones, everything. Just crank up music. I said, no, we're not going to text nobody. Not going to reach out. Let's just take a road trip up the PCH or up A1A, and let's just find our beach and have a great time.
Do your daughters have your musical ability? I know. I think you really are born with that. I don't think you acquire it. I mean, I used to be able to play the notes, but my dad was in a band, and he could have went to Juilliard. He had a jazz. My brother was like that, but I played the notes, but I didn't have it. Do your daughters have it?
They do have it, and I've been blessed for this reason. They both, besides being, you know, Rain and Georgia are great kids, but they, Georgia, on my last single, it's called Unbroken. It's an inspirational song about going through a lot of adversity and coming out as a warrior and having that warrior fighting spirit. And Georgia was going through a tough time in her life at that moment. We sat down and wrote this song. And then Rain and I did the same thing. And now my oldest daughter, Rain, is doing on-field commentary, you know, on-field reporting for a lot of sports. And she's down in San Diego doing the NLL right now.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Awesome. And finally, how are you doing? You were describing your brain hemorrhage where your head just dropped and you were still able, you're having a brain hemorrhage, your brain's bleeding, and you were still able to get up and alert your family and get you to the hospital. I can't get my head around that.
So it's really, here's exactly what I remember. On the couch watching MLB baseball, right? And my brain exploded. I don't know what any of this was then. So all it felt like is like someone had either shot me in the head, an elephant stepped on my head. This is the exact feeling I have. And I knew something was wrong, but it wasn't until I stood up. I have an incredible survival drive, and that's from being diabetic since I've been six. All right. In many situations, you know what I mean? Being in places where my blood sugar's low, I kick into survival mode. And I didn't know what it was. I had no clue what had happened to me. But then when I looked in the mirror, I'd also had a TIA, which is a stroke. And I could see my mouth and face drooping. And then the last thing I remember is we were headed to the hospital. I woke up Christy and the kids. I said, we need to go now. And that was it. And a lot of people, when they talk about a brain hemorrhage, a subarachnoid brain hemorrhage, it's brain bleed. So the quicker you get to the hospital, and trust me, I've learned all this. Life is time, brain is time, and bleed. And they got in there here in Arizona at Barrows, St. Joseph Barrows, and they saved my life.
Wow. And you look fantastic. You like you could run a marathon, man.
I'm trying. I said, if I get a chance to survive, if I get this chance to keep on rocking, great.
Pick up back in the day.
All right, here we go.
Okay. Got it.
So here, I love you, brother.
Go get him. Fred Michaels, Tony Dungy's next. You like him, right?
I love Tony.
Yeah, he's coming up next.
He's a former Stiller.
Right, absolutely. Hey, State Farm Stadium's where we're at. Come find us.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout, or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens.
Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke, and we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest, Sundays, here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
Ed, I got you. I'm going to be there for you. Just anything you need, let me know. The flight attendant's name is Floyd Dean Shannon, and a photo of him holding the woman's hand was taken by Molly and shared to thousands on Facebook. She says he didn't have to do that, and to see someone extend their heart in that way to a stranger was beautiful, and she wanted to capture it. We want to spread the word about Floyd's kindness, too. So, Floyd Dean Shannon, you're amazing, and you made the Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Information you want, truth you demand. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Well, we were able to go to NFL Honors last night, and of course, at night, I was at the pregame show. The actual game, we have the MVP, Patrick Mahomes, surprise to very few. We also have Coach of the Year, Brian Daboll, the New York Giants. If you told me that in the beginning of the year, everyone had hopes, but as a Giant fan, but nobody thought they were going to turn around, make the playoffs, let alone win a game. With me right now is a guy that's gone from player to coach. By the way, stepped into the Hall of Fame and then said, let me try broadcasting, and has been surging ever since. Tony Dungy, Coach, welcome back to the show. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you, Brian. It's always great to be with you.
You know what I love? I feel like it's back. I mean, we want to turn the page on the pandemic, but when the Super Bowl came, even last year, it wasn't the same. And then 2 years ago, there was no fans, period. Actually, I had Tampa playing at home, and you couldn't even tell they were at home. And now I feel like it's back. This place is the fourth Super Bowl they're holding it. What do you sense as walking around town?
It is different. Last year we broadcast the game for NBC. You kind of felt like it was back, but it still wasn't all the way there. I came in last night. There must have been 10,000 people at the airport at 10 o'clock.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and it's crowded, and you say, this is the way it used to be.
I mean, Steelers have great fans. I get it. But...
The Eagles,
my goodness.
I'm telling you.
And Chiefs, too.
Everywhere.
I mean, Chiefs a little bit more docile. They're great volume, but they're more polite.
Yeah.
Eagles fans are not polite.
Well, they are out there, both sides, and it's going to be a great atmosphere. It really is.
So, for me in particular, I had a chance to talk to the first time Mel Blunt.
Mel Blunt was the first man I met in the National Football League.
Are you kidding?
I'm coming into Pittsburgh as a free agent. They send me a ticket, get on the plane. This guy meets me out at the airport, says, go down to the William Penn Hotel and check in there. This is 1977. And I'm walking around the hotel looking for what's the next thing I'm supposed to do. I see this guy. He looks like he's 7 feet tall. He's got cowboy boots, cowboy hat on. He shakes my hand. He says, I'm Mel Blunt. I said, if this is professional football, this is what cornerbacks look like. I don't know if I can play, but
I mean, he's big for today.
He could play right now. 6'5", just looks like he's chiseled out of a mountain.
See, we all knew your team. Like the Giants and Jets in New York weren't making the playoffs for 10 years, 12 years. So when the playoffs started, it was like a brand new season. So you watch the Vikings every year, and you watch the Steelers, you watch the Raiders, and everybody knew your whole team because no free agents, nobody moved.
Yep.
I'm surprised I look at Lambert. He was like 210, 220. You know, Jack Ham looked like 210, 220. Do that transfer today's game?
It would. It would. Those guys would have been great players in this game. Guys are bigger now. You know, the weightlifting. And
Alan Page was 220 as a defensive lineman.
Yeah, there were guys who were smaller. But I'm telling you, those guys would have translated over in this era just as well. We had I got there, and I was the same way as you, Brian. I'm watching high school. I'm seeing Franco Harris and Immaculate Reception, and then 5 years later, here I'm in training camp, and it's all these Hall of Famers that are going to go in the Hall of Fame. Lynn Swann, John Stallworth, Terry Bradshaw, Franco Harris, Mel Blunt, Joe Green, on and on and on and on. And I said, boy, if I make this team, I got a good chance. We're going to win because these guys are great, boy.
And you did, but Chuck Knoll saw a coach in you too, right?
Yeah, he really did. He called me. I played there 2 years, and then I got traded to the 49ers, played a year for Bill Walsh, and it was fantastic. But then I got traded again, cut. Now I'm just kind of that guy who's done at 25 years old. And Coach Knoll called me, and he said, I love the way you approach the game. You got great communication skills. I think you could be a good coach if you're interested. And he hired me as a 25-year-old with no experience.
And I think the first time I remember hearing about you, about 34, and people were like, you got to look at this guy in Pittsburgh. This guy could be a head coach. And it was years after. You had to wait a long time. How many interviews before you got the job?
I only had 4 or 5 interviews. But
maybe that's the problem, too.
I became the defensive coordinator at 28, and Coach Knoll, you know, trained me. And I saw, you know, worked for him, worked for the best in the business, and then went to Kansas City, worked 3 years for Marty Schottenheimer. Then I worked 4 more years for Denny Green. So I had been around some really, really good people and finally got the job in Tampa.
So when back in those days, were you the Bud Grant type that when the season ends, I go hunting, I'll see you when the season starts? Or were you someone sleeping in the office?
No, I wasn't a sleep-in-the-office guy. Coach Knoll, my very first meeting with the Steelers as a rookie, Coach Knoll said, welcome to the National Football League. You're now getting paid to play football. so that makes it your profession, but don't make football your life. That was his first words to us.
That's so interesting.
And I was expecting just the opposite. Man, these guys have won Super Bowls. He's going to tell me you got to be more dedicated. You got to pour into it. He said, do not make football your life. You have to find a purpose away from the field. And he lived that out for us. And when I worked for him for 10 years as an assistant coach, hey, we're going to work hard. We're going to get it done. But we're going to have family life. We're going to do things the right way. You're going to be a part of the community. And I saw him do it and do it successfully. So when I went to Tampa as the head coach, we had family Saturdays, just like we had in Pittsburgh, where you bring your kids to practice, and that's just the way you do things. And I went to Indianapolis, and I said, hey, kids are going to be in the building. They had never had kids in the building before. So, no, I was not one of those who lived and died and breathed and stayed in the office.
I thought after the pandemic, when so many coaches were told to go home and, like, deconflict and do the draft from your house and you don't have to go to work, I thought that that might be a recalibration on maybe we want to redo how we siphon out work.
Well, you have to have a little courage to do that, because everybody's going to look and say, oh, you're not there 24/7, and if you don't win, then that's going to be the reason. You're not dedicated enough. And I heard that a little bit the first part of my career in Tampa. We're winning, but maybe not winning as much as people think. Oh, if you took it a little more seriously, we'd be better off. And you just got to be yourself.
Absolutely. So I had a chance to talk to Doug Williams last night, as I mentioned on television. And we were talking, and the first thing he said is, the black quarterback, I was a pocket passer, so I was not going to be scrambling. Everyone knew it. No one tried to convert me because I was a quarterback, and he went right to Tampa, and he played. And he said, but he wants more black coaches. And I asked him, was it intentional? And he says, no, I don't think it's intentional. It's just we got to get more coordinators, more coaches. Do you think it's intentional? Because I get to know these owners pretty well every year. I don't think they have a racist cell in their body.
It's not intentional. It's just so many of them, Brian, don't really know what it takes, and they don't know people. So Commissioner Goodell, he's had me talk to some owners when they're searching and trying to find a new coach. And my first question is always, well, what are you looking for? And they'll say, I don't really know, but just tell me who's good. And I have to say, no, wait a minute. You have to tell me what you're looking for first. Do you want a young guy? Do you want an older guy? Do you want a, you know, a player's type of coach? Do you want a disciplinarian? Do you want an offensive guy? Do you want a defensive guy?
What kind of roster do you have? You have an older roster?
Yeah.
Are you
going to
suck it up for 2 or 3 years and develop?
You know, when I went to Pittsburgh, Dan Rooney, he had a philosophy. Hey, we're a cold weather city. We're a blue-collar city. I want a tough defensive coach. And I'm going to pick a young guy because I don't want to do this every 4 or 5 years.
He doesn't, man.
So
he doesn't pick.
53 years, they had three coaches, and they all started in their 30s. They were all defensive coordinators. Chuck Knoll, Bill Cowher, Mike Tomlin, same guys. He had a blueprint of what he was looking for. And that's what I think so many of these owners don't have. So then it becomes, well, somebody's got to tell me who's good, or I'll go the well-known guys, and that's where we're missing out.
So this year was about DeMar and the way the whole country rallied around this 24-year-old who really died on the field and was brought back to life, and that was a celebration. And it was such a unifying feeling this year, as opposed to a couple of years ago, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, we're talking about kneeling, black league, is this a black league, white league? I feel like we've made strides as a country, and so many times we take our lead from sports. Do you?
I saw it happen, and it amazed me. In 1989-90, I'm an assistant coach with the Chiefs. There's some players who want to pray on the field after the games. And they got together with their chaplain and said, let's do this. We got a memo from the National Football League. Don't let that happen. Take your players straight to the locker room. We can't have people praying on the field. And believe it or not, that actually came out. Now, fast forward to DeMar, and hey, we've got to pray. They encouraged people to come together as teams, opposite sides, the whole team's praying before the game. And it was all based on one incident. We saw a young man's life almost pass away right in front of us, and I think that changed everybody's dynamics.
And an ESPN anchor prayed on the air.
On the air.
So this is also a year in which Roe v. Wade got overturned. And you made it pretty clear that you thought this is a great day for America, and you're pro-life.
Yeah, and I understand if people aren't, and everybody can have their opinion. But for me and my family and my house, that's the way I see it. And I think we should be able to say that. And so I did, and I enjoyed it. And it was one of the most uplifting things for me that I've ever been a part of, going to that march in Washington for life.
And now tomorrow for the NFL, I was talking to the Hunt family. He says, is Tony Dungy coming? We're sticking around because we're going to see him at breakfast tomorrow. What's happening at breakfast tomorrow?
There's an event called the Super Bowl Breakfast. It's been held for 35 years. It's actually an outreach. They know a lot of people are coming to the Super Bowl. Hey, we'll get together, come, celebrate these two teams that are here. But let's tell you what's really important in life. Share the gospel, and we're going to present the Man of the Year Award, named after Bart Starr, who was a great player, two-time MVP of the Super Bowl, but also a great man in his community. And so Kirk Cousins will be honored tomorrow. But it really is an event to bring people together and say there's something, as Coach Knoll said, a little bit more important than just the game.
And I've met Kirk Cousins, and I remember his rookie year or his second year when he's backing up RG3. And everyone's like, this guy's a really good player. Keep an eye on him. He ends up being the quarterback of the Redskins and now what he's doing in Minnesota. But always a very religious man.
Very strong Christian man. He does a lot in the community. This award is voted on by the players, and it's voted on not who's the best player in the league, but who's doing the most in their community that year. And they voted for Kirk Cousins, and deservedly so.
All right, we're going to take a short time out and come back with more Coach Dungy. Listen to the Brian Kilmeade Show in Glendale, Arizona. Don't move.
Educating, entertaining, enlightening. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
This is an important notice to consumers facing $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or other unsecured debt. You may not be required to pay it all back because there are special programs now in effect that will significantly reduce the amount you will owe if you qualify. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. These programs, which the credit card companies like to keep secret, exist to aid American consumers struggling with overwhelming credit card debt by offering tremendous savings and real debt relief. Accredited Debt Relief has established a special hotline for you to call and learn what savings you qualify for. They've helped qualify consumers with over $1 billion in debt and are A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. So don't wait. Get the relief you need during these hard economic times. For this free information, call the Accredited Debt Relief Hotline now. Call 800-410-0011. 800-410-0011. That's 800-410-0011.
Paid for by government.com.
Did you hear? A recent stash of $10 gold Liberty coins from the 1800s has been found. These gorgeous gold coins are as bright and shiny as the day they were struck in the late 1800s. And less than 50 of these gold coins are available. Coin experts are calling this gold find an incredible opportunity. Call 1-888-201-7080. And you are guaranteed a $10 gold Liberty coin minted by the U.S. Mint in the 1800s. But with extremely limited availability, you must call now. These gold Liberty coins from the 1800s are still in uncirculated condition. That is history you can hold in your hand. To learn more, call 1-888-201-7080. Call now and you'll receive a free American Coin Collector's Bonus Package, a $40 value, free with every order. Call 1-888-201-7080 now to secure your $10 gold Liberty coins dated from the 1800s before they sell out. That's 1-888-201-7080.
Connect to Fox News Audio and the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Failla, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week with the smartest thinkers out there about the issues Americans face and where we're going as a nation. This show will feature deep dive interviews with newsmakers and some of your favorite Fox News analysts. I hope you'll join me as we dive into the fray. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
from the Fox News Podcasts Network. The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, going far beyond the headlines, tapping into the massive reporting resources of Fox News to provide a full picture of the news of the day.
I'm Dana Perino.
I'm Brett Baer.
I'm Maria Bartiromo.
I'm Brian Kilmeade, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, it's Will Kane, co-host of Fox and Friends Weekend. Join me as I share my thoughts on a wide range of topics, from sports and pop culture to politics and business. With the help of newsmakers and personalities, I will provide you my free, unfiltered, uncancelable opinion on the hottest topics in America.
The Will Kane Podcast. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. America is listening to Fox News.
From his mouth to your ears, it's Brian Kilmeade.
Coach Tony Dungy's with us now, Pro Football Hall of Famer, obviously, for the Bucs and Indianapolis Colts. And he's here because, you know, the Super Bowl's here, broadcaster, I get it. But also there's a new campaign out there that we've seen a lot on television. In fact, I talked to Steve Largent about it a couple of days ago, and you're part of it. Hashtag He Gets Us.
Yeah, it's really a campaign just letting people know that Jesus is for everybody, and he's there, and he gets us. And so it's been neat to be involved with people like Steve. Steve Largent was a role model of mine when I was a young player, a strong Christian man, but a great player. And I saw, boy, you can do both. And so that's what this is kind of all about. You can use Jesus and be involved with him in whatever area of life you walk.
So where did that religious fervor come from, especially when you lose your son? A lot of people would question their religion. You, from what I've observed, it seems that you're more spiritual than ever.
Well, for me, it came from my parents and a great background coming up. But then when I got to the Steelers as a rookie, 21-year-old, there were about 15 guys on the team that were just strong, solid Christians. I ended up being roommates with Donnie Shell, who just taught me how to be a man and taught me that there's more to life than just this sport. So I think I owe it to my Steeler teammates. They're the ones that kind of grounded me.
While winning and being the toughest, meanest football team, this fearsome group also had this soft side.
Just strong inner character, and that's what people didn't see, and I didn't see it. I got there, and I'm thinking, just like you, steel curtain, tough guys, bad guys, great football players. But it was more than that. I mean, great family men, community service, just showing you what life was all about.
So you had a chance to coach Peyton Manning.
I did.
How much of his success was due to raw skill, and how much was it raw passion for the game?
He was very talented, obviously, but the most dedicated player I've ever been around. 100% trying to be the best that he could be, leave no stone unturned, help his teammates, be a leader for everybody. He just was the best practice player, hardest worker, most prepared guy, and that's why he was good. I'll give you a story, Brian. My last year coaching, we've already won a Super Bowl. He's been a three-time MVP. We draft a young receiver from Ohio State, Anthony Gonzalez. Because of Ohio State's class schedule, he can't come in May and June with us because he's still in school. Peyton, on his own, drove 2 days a week from Indianapolis, drove his car to Ohio State's campus, took the playbook, went over with Anthony, threw balls for an hour, and then drove back 8 hours twice a week to help a young rookie receiver.
And now we hear Arch Manning is going to Texas, and now I'm watching his son throw the ball on the field. I mean, what's going on with that family?
Peyton told me Arch is going to be the
Cooper's
best
son.
Quarterback of all the Mannings. Yes, this young, his Peyton's nephew. And he's better than Eli, better than Peyton at that year, better than Archie.
Archie's so different from both his sons, right?
Yeah.
Remember, Archie was a run. You would play with him.
Athletic.
He was run first guy. Yeah. Him and Tarkington with these scramblers.
Super athletic. But I'll tell you what they took from Archie. Peyton and Eli, that competitive spirit, that drive, and that determination, and just being good people.
I listened to him call into Tom Brady's podcast with Jim Gray, and they just talked about the rivalry and respect they had for each other. Is that real?
It is. People think that, you know, they hated each other and, you know, all of that. The most respect for each other, always talked off the field. Peyton would come in, hey, I talked to Tom. They did this against this team, and we ought to try it. I mean, they had that type of relationship where they really respected each other.
But Peyton Manning coming out of college, everyone knew he was going to be great, which is how great, him or Ryan Leaf. And I know Ryan Leaf didn't pan out. But nobody thought Brady was going to be great. I've never seen anybody be so great and be so underappreciated coming out. Can you wrap your head around it with all the talent you've evaluated?
Yeah, you know, he split time in college, wasn't a full-time starter. Yeah, and so you didn't get to see everything. Maybe played in a running conference and a running Big Ten at that time. And I don't think people, and he's another one, the preparation, the work ethic, the determination, competitiveness, that's what's hard to measure, and that's what people didn't see until he got to New England.
Well, obviously, yeah, and then he hit the right coach at the right time, and there's obviously more respect there. Looking at these two guys, I get the sense that Hurts and Mahomes could have the same thing.
Very similar guys who are very determined. They've got great coaches, they've got good systems, but they have a passion for the game, and they want to win, and it rubs off on their teammates.
When Hurts was told to sit at Alabama after starting, and then he sits and then goes to Oklahoma, that's character.
Yeah. Didn't complain, didn't say, hey, you know, I got screwed. No, hey, I'll go somewhere else, and I'll show you what I can do.
Oh, so, Coach, finally, hashtag he gets us. And the other big message that you're taking away from tomorrow's breakfast, the Bart Starr Award?
Is that there's more to life than football. Super Bowl is a great experience, but it's not the most important thing. Come to the breakfast and find out what's the most important thing in
life. You enjoying the broadcasting?
Loving it. NBC's been great.
Wow. Too good we can't get you at Fox. I'm going to see what I can get. I'll represent you. We'll see more of Tony Dungy. Coach, always great talking to you.
Thank you, Brian.
It's
good
a privilege.
To be with you.
Brian Kilmeade Show, live from Super Bowl 57.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
This is Matt Crowder, live at the gas station on 41st Street, reporting on those skyrocketing gas prices. Excuse me, miss. Are you buying less gas now because of high prices?
Oh, I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Well, does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Well, there you have it. Stop paying full price for gas. Download the free Upside app and get real cash back every time you buy gas. This is Matt Crowder, Radio News Network. Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code DRAG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code DRAG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code DRAG.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time is coming for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.